everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 150.
Whoa!
Brought to you by Chromium. Adam has been a little obsessed with Chromium
today. We have Spawn
number one. We have a lot here at the South.
I don't think there was ever a Spawn 1 Chromium.
No, there wasn't.
No, I don't think so. Nice try, though.
It fit into the time period.
Oh, okay. I have an interesting comment.
We'll get to Chromium?
Yeah.
We'll do it before we reenact your early days.
No, I'm currently reading a book about the Marvel bankruptcy, and one of the things was the company was struggling at that point because, well, they went and bought two card companies that failed and all this stuff. So Marvel wasn't failing, but their debt burden and everything was horrible. So it was basically a case of they told the people, do whatever you can to make money. So that's why you started getting all those stunts and everything, because they were doing whatever they could. And like Heroes Return, when Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld came back, was basically, hey, those guys were selling a lot of books. Let's bring them back to do stuff. And it was basically corporate, not even corporate people, just...
just throw a bunch of crap to the wall.
Well, just guys who buy companies and tear them apart, just going, well, you know,
corporate writers.
What worked? That worked, we'll do that then. You know, people who didn't know anything about the comic business. So it was very interesting reading.
What book
that.
Is that?
It's Comic about? Wars or something like that, yeah.
What card company? Fleer?
They bought Fleer and Skybox. And then it was early 90s, and then the baseball strike killed the card market.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they took on all this debt, and boom. But they made tons of money.
Yeah.
You know, the people made money, the company lost money.
Gotcha.
So it's
those cards, they're not
pretty skeevy, but
No, I got boxes of old baseball cards at home. They're worth nothing.
They're neat to have for nostalgia value, but they're not going to be worth anything.
No. So, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me on this landmark night are...
Josh.
Dave.
Pat.
Adam.
And again, everybody's welcome. So if you want to come down and gab with us, please.
Right now?
Well, not right now, no. It's a little late.
Well, not next week, because you're like, no, we're not doing one.
Not at 6 o'clock.
It's Christmas Eve, we're not doing one.
Bah, humbug. That's what
she said. Colin canceled the podcast after that, too.
It'll be the smallest podcast in all of London.
And then Tiny Tim died. It's Colin's fault.
Because the week after, it's going to be me and the Kraken. And nobody wants... Well, it would be a pretty funny podcast.
That would... Until midnight.
Let's do that podcast.
We're ringing the New Year's with Pittsburgh Comics with Achy Breaky Comics.
Yes, we need more material for our...
Your reenactment of my early years?
We turned it into a reality TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
it's went through three phases.
Okay. But, yeah, so this is going to be our last podcast for two weeks.
I'm a pro now.
Or for the year.
90s calling out.
So, I think 90s calling did not
hit. Because of this.
And a Legion suit.
Maybe you should have...
You're talking 70.
That's, yeah. Well, you're a little behind the times.
And then, yeah,
you're the first hipster, so you're bringing Legion suit back.
But you know what? You should have put out more documentaries using your name, because when you didn't, you lost the right to Colin McMahon and stories. So, would you have a story about Colin? Right? You have stuff to talk about.
Apparently, Adam's been drinking. So, but like I said, this is podcast number 150. So, and I can honestly say, when I started doing this, I never thought we'd make it this far. Thought we'd get bored, you know, like by number 10.
Some of us did. We've lost a lot of people.
We've lost a lot of people.
That's the great thing about comics. There's always something new.
We mourn them.
I think
Colin gets bored like 10 minutes in.
No. Only when you guys are talking about books I haven't read.
Was bad.
Yeah, but you only read like 4 books, so it's not hard to do that.
I read 7 books. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It looks like more by the end because it's filled with all the doodles.
You'd be better off going back and listening to the first podcast than this one. Right. Is this one?
This is the last podcast
already.
If you recorded like 15 minutes before you actually did, it would have been gold.
It would have. Sorry, yeah.
Colin, you lost that
when you were reading my comments on a message board thread in a lovely 70s
like a shaft
voice.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Maybe like
we'll get to that.
Samuel Jackson.
We'll get to that.
Are we really getting to that?
Well, not that specifically. No, I don't want you to have to reenact that again. But There's a theme song.
Wah, 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 wah.
Hats News!
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we're already in Hats News?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's Hats News!
We're done, with, we're done with witty banter, Hats so... News.
Are we doing Pat's Toy Box before or after?
No, no Pat's Toy Box.
Hats News, everybody shut up!
What happened this week in comics, Pat?
Oh.
Only person who's actually organized at the table?
Pat's Oh,
no. I wouldn't go that far. Well, Archie is being completely relaunched.
I saw that. Interesting. And Mark Waid writing it, and Fiona Staples drawing it. What's that going to do to Saga?
Don't know. But, you know, if it works for DC and it works for Marvel, why can't it work for Archie?
Well, they killed everybody, so you got to start fresh.
Fiona Staples is drawing it?
Yes.
They should have an Archie, like New 52 type deal, where it all, comes to an end.
Well, I can't blame them because you got to figure if you're there because the best-selling thing for them are the digests, and apparently in Canada the digests are huge.
Well, they said that they're not relaunching the digests.
No, no, but I'm saying so they always have that, so they can keep selling that stuff. Not a big deal. The new stuff probably doesn't sell that great. The new comics.
Yeah.
But look at the success they've had with the Afterlife with Archie and stuff. So why not, revamp it, get some more interest.
I like
in
how
it.
You said and stuff because there's only been one issue of Sabrina.
Well, right.
That's what
you said. But, and then they're also doing this Dark Circle thing. So, yeah, it's like Archie's trying stuff instead of just, rolling along like they have since, 1965? They're doing some different stuff, which I think is pretty cool.
Maybe a Archie and Miley Cyrus team up?
What about Life with Archie?
They had a Glee team up.
Really?
Is Life with Archie still going?
No. So that ended when Archie's life ended.
I figured they'd just move on.
It wasn't like a mass suicide or anything like that. That'd be a little dark for
it's a
Archie
noble
book.
Death.
Okay. It's like, we can't do this anymore.
Well, the story of Archie married to Betty and Veronica, did you really want to see them marrying their second husbands? And
Were they both married?
That gets
were they both his wife?
Yes.
Not at the same time, though.
I didn't know.
Yes. Well, they lived in Utah.
Was it alternate? Was it Elseworlds Archie?
Yes.
Elseworlds Archie.
Well, it was. It basically was.
Yeah. So that's what's happening with Archie.
I wonder if they're going to take more of a serious tone.
That's what they said. Was it was going to be more? They were trying to bring it more to today to try to.
Because I don't think kids aren't reading it. The main market is older people buying it. Yeah. Who used to read it? So.
Prince Robot will be in there, and.
Oh. That'd be so awesome. And the big walrus thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
iTunes won't sell it.
Well, who cares?
The hell with them.
Exactly. Okay.
And then Marvel is canceling some books.
What?
I know it's shocking as it may be.
Is it a slaughter?
It's not a slaughter.
Okay.
This is not even...
Decimation.
You're trying to start a flame war, Colin.
No.
Comments here.
No, I'm not trying to start a flame war. I'm just responding to someone. Yeah.
All right, the dramatic reading will wait.
They're canceling Nightcrawler, Invaders, X-Force, and Ghost Rider.
Oh, my God. All top sellers.
Because you demanded it.
But, and then just one thing I want to point out, and they also already announced the cancellation of She-Hulk and Elektra.
X-Factor.
She-Hulk and Elektra? Yeah. I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
So the only reason I'm bringing up those others is because DC also announced some cancellations in the new solicits.
Lots of them,
yes. But we'll talk about them. Only because the art, what we're talking about, I made a comment on a message, on a website that did a, the post on this was that DC slaughtered over 10 titles. And I'm like, really? Slaughtered? That seems a little... Little dramatic.
I like it better when 70s Collins had it.
Okay. But the other funny thing in the actual thing was that they hid it. They tried to hide it. And somebody else commented, well...
How did they hide it?
When it's in the previews and it says final issue, hiding it is when Marvel stealth cancels books where all of a sudden they just stop soliciting it. At never point did they say last issue, just all of a sudden...
It fades away.
So I just found it... Yeah, the guy obviously is a Marvel fan and with an anti-DC... attitude. So it was just kind of funny. You know, they slaughtered and they were trying to sneak this past us, but we caught them. Really? The final issue was pretty much a dead giveaway.
We got them this time.
Because, I mean, honestly, that's...
All right, you caught us. We will cancel all these books.
Well, that's what I used to do.
If it weren't for you nosy kids.
when the solicits...
Smithers is running DC Comics.
When the solicits used to go up, I would do a search on the word final to see what was ending. Just
okay.
So I'd know, so I could see. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, oh, they were being sneaky trying to get this past us.
That's like, not like old Smash movies.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Somebody called them out on it. It was pretty good.
They're all real estate developers.
And that little dog.
But go through the list of titles that... Do you have the list of titles?
I have the list of titles for DC. So Green Lantern Corps, Red Lanterns, Swamp Thing, which are both Charles Soule books. We know he's leaving. Star Spangled War Stories featuring G.I. Zombie. Infinity Man and Forever People, Secret Origins, Aquaman and the Others, Clarion, Trinity of Sin, Batwoman, World's Finest, Arkham Manor, Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Okay, year three.
Yeah, year three. Batman Eternal, Future's End, World's End. What was missing from that list was New Guardians.
I heard New Guardians was canceled too.
Yeah, that's what Jordan. Right, but that's what Jordan said. On Facebook a couple weeks ago, he was leaving the book.
Right. So
that
might be ending because he's leaving the book. Yeah.
He was tired of waiting for the announcement.
Right.
Which I guess they were just waiting for previews.
Yeah, probably. So my point on this slaughtered article, I'm like, yeah, sure, it's a lot of books, but let's look at the list. Okay. Batman Eternal, Future's End, and World's End were all weeklies that were designed to end.
Right.
You know, that shouldn't come as a shock. Injustice Year 3. Want to bet there's an Injustice Year 4? I'll put money on it. Arkham Manor. The writer just announced that he went Marvel exclusive. So my guess is it's only going 6 issues. There was no real reason to get a new writer or a new team on it. It's like, okay, it was his idea.
It's a single trade and you can go with it.
Right, and this way they can bring back Arkham Asylum after Convergence.
Injustice may not come back because the writer announced that he was done.
But I heard Buccioletto was taking over. Okay. So that's...
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so that I could have sworn I heard that. World's Finest, I'm guessing, is tied in with the end of World's End.
I'm surprised Earth 2's not on there.
Me too. Yeah, I was surprised by that too.
Was Justice League 3000
one? No.
No.
I was concerned.
But that just proves that, because like that's not really like a main book that a lot of people are getting. And it's not part of this, which means this has a system, like they have a reason for canceling.
It does well here.
Yeah.
Not because necessarily about money. It's also about reason for canceling it because of a plan, future plan.
Yeah.
But Batwoman's been struggling ever since J.H. Williams left. It's gone down.
That seems like that's an editorial thing. That, you know, when they kind of screwed his idea over, that killed the book.
Yeah. Trinity of Sin and Clarion, both not selling well at all. Aquaman and the Others probably might not be doing well. And again, like I mentioned, you pre-podcast, do we really need two Aquaman books?
It's very early even, though. I will say that it's very early for some of these books to be canceled. Like, Trinity is then is what...
Yeah. It's getting canceled as of issue 6. Yeah. But my guess is...
DC doesn't normally cancel that fast.
No, but it may be that it's so low that they're just like, you know what, let's just cut this.
Well, or maybe post-Convergence, they'll do something else with those characters.
Well, we're getting there. But Secret Origins, okay, that was like an anthology book telling the origins. You know, so it's ending at 11. It's not necessarily canceled. It might just be ending at 11.
Yeah.
Infinity Man and the Forever People and Star Spangled War Stories, I believe, were simply there to preserve the copyrights on those titles.
Yeah, I can't imagine people came in here saying, I really need a G.I. Zombie book. Yeah. What
you got? Well, or Infinity Man and the Forever, did they really think that would be a top seller? Probably not. Swamp Thing, I think, again, is because Charles Soule is leaving.
That
and
cry.
Well, it might be a case of, okay, rather than go number 41 with a new team, let's let it sit. Or, again, Convergence, we could get something new after. But I bet we'll see a Swamp Thing title again. Then you get Red Lanterns, Green Lantern Corps, and New Guardians. Well, seeing three-fifths of the Green Lantern line going tells me it's going to be refashioned after Convergence.
Red Lanterns, New Guardians, what's the other one?
Green Lantern Corps.
Green Lantern Corps.
That's not on this list.
No, their list is very incomplete.
It was solicited as final issue.
Yeah, so that tells me they're going to revamp that whole line. Maybe something at the end of Godhead
happens. Imagine not having a Green Lantern Corps.
No.
Maybe, you know, you would
but
have...
But it might have a different title.
Yes.
You know,
does that book do?
It does okay. Not as good as Green Lantern. But my guess is they're just going to reformat it all. You know,
I'd like to see, like we talked about before, maybe like a Lantern anthology book where it's, you know, this maybe this month it's a Green Lantern book. Next month it might be a Red Lantern book or an Indigo book. Now, I'm surprised Sinestro did not end up on that.
Right. So,
are they not allowed to cancel books and put new number ones on?
They are.
Is that not allowed?
They are allowed, yes. Because they did it with Suicide Squad.
I was going to say, I mean, it just seems like...
They should have done it with Batgirl.
It seems like that's what they might be doing, because they did that with Teen Titans.
Batgirl, I mean, the story continues, though, with...
Does it? Because it seemed like a really dramatic departure.
It's a big change, but it's still the same
story. I thought she moved to a different town.
She did, but everything's still, like...
Okay. But the other thing you have to think of is... And now, here's me defending DC. Of course, I'm going to do that.
Oh, here we go.
But you got 2 months of convergence. So the next 2 months, we're not going to see any solicits for DC books.
Yeah.
Right.
So then that lets them, in 3 months from now, give us the solicits for everything that's coming out of convergence, and I bet we'll see a lot of new books.
Sounds like convergence is going to put a lot of comic books, or is that a business?
Apparently, yes. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think it's going to sell.
You're looking forward to people going out of business?
No, I'm looking forward to convergence.
He's wanting to go back to Achy Breaky Comics.
Yes. But I just found it funny that they're slaughtering their line. I'm like, really? That seems like they're culling the bottom books to me.
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly what Marvel's doing, getting rid of Nightcrawler. X-Force, Ghost Rider. I'm surprised, like, Cyclops and Storm aren't there. And I think one of the things you get a different thing with Marvel. Like, they've already announced a new Hawkeye number one before they announce the end of the current Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's because we're still waiting on the final issue, which could be 8 months away.
Right, so they tend to get ahead of it and make it seem like a big plan change, where DC's not getting ahead of it. They're just saying, hey, these are the last issues of these books.
Yeah.
You don't know what's coming out in March, June.
But we knew a lot of this was going to happen.
It's
anyway.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, really, other than the Green Lantern books and Swamp Thing, none of those books are a surprise to be going away.
I would probably start picking up more Marvel if they started eliminating and rethinking how... Like, I would like to start reading X-Men again, but I just don't like the direction X-Men is going into.
Yeah.
I'd rather that, like, disappear and then them bring out a new X-Men book.
The only X book that I liked right now is
Everything
X-Factor. Ends,
yeah.
And
there's too
gone.
Much going on. Yeah, I'm hoping, though. I'm really hoping this gets me back into Marvel.
Well, little things like, did Wolverine and the X-Men get canceled, or did it just have its last issue?
Well, it changed to Peter Parker.
Right, but I'm just saying, so it had a final issue, but nobody was screaming, saying, oh, yeah, there's, you know, they canceled it.
Yeah.
There's Spider-Man. Well, no, is it?
That's
no, he's not running it. He's just at. He's a special consultant or something.
Is it like a team up type book? That is
no,
like
he's
every...
just now at the
Jean Grey School.
Right,
but it did
but how
it
that
start
ties into Spider
new,
Verse?
It,
I don't know.
Did it start as a new number one,
yes.
or did it continue
yes,
the
no,
number?
New number one.
Okay.
Some of the DC books, like Trinity Ascent, like I didn't like it. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
well, I don't think
very well.
Well, at least there was three of them.
Yeah.
True.
But. But yeah, it just, there's certain books on there that I can say that I'm ready for, like, some change up in both book companies.
The other thing I've seen a lot of people do is saying, oh, now there's only so many of the original 52
that,
left. It's like,
I
what does that
argument.
Matter?
Who cares?
Well, so they're not supposed to change their books
right.
at all? I mean,
yeah.
how many of the original Marvel now?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, not even that. Let's go back to September 2011?
Yeah.
And see how many Marvel books are still being... published.
Well, they've all been renumbered,
right?
So it
but
yeah.
so I mean, it's just a kind of a bizarre.
They get so,
why do they
like,
have to have 52?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not doesn't be the same 52,
right?
Well, that's it. You know, so like Red Lantern, that
but
was the original new 52
yeah.
book.
But they view it as a failure.
Yeah, who would have thought it got to issue 40?
Yeah.
Especially when it wasn't doing great before Charles.
Well, let's talk about the books that didn't get canceled. Wonder Woman, you know. Well, yeah, I know. Aquaman.
I bought the
Hulk
second
the
one.
Bear.
I
Hulk
bought
the
second
damn
one
bear.
In New York today just to give it a chance.
Superman. I mean, their large titles are still going, but a little bit of their little titles like that, I mean, I'd be more surprised if Marvel had on their Captain America or this, and they don't. It's no different.
Well,
list.
Because they just
did.
Captain
just
America.
Did.
Yeah, they did. But, well, in this case, they might be doing exactly what DC is going to be doing, which they could all of a sudden say, I'm going to cancel Green Lantern Corps. Let's rehash it into a new idea for Green Lantern, because
he
maybe
Indigo Tribe.
Having new,
yeah.
maybe new, nah. Well, I like Matt's idea of having like stories
a whole
being told
just with knock.
From all different tribes in one lantern, like a lantern book, you know? or something like that. But
wasn't that what New Guardians was when it first?
No, it was like a team up. Yeah, like it was all of the Lanterns team up. I assumed that they would become the Guardians in that. Like, the Guardians were going to die. We knew that. And I thought that each, like, they were going to have a select member from.
It was like the Lantern Congress, Department of Lanterns,
that it would be that. And then they would, you know, and then that way it would all work together. But they didn't go in that direction. So I don't really know what the point of that book was after a while. Because it was no longer New Guardians. It was a Kyle Rayner book. So it really didn't have it didn't work with the name. Like, what was going on in the book didn't work with the name anymore. So I could see that getting canceled, and it would be better in a marketing standpoint to, you know, a sales standpoint to have, like, if they were going to do a Kyle Rayner book, call it White Lantern, you know, and change it up. Which, how long has this book been out? It's been out since the beginning.
Yeah, that was an original New 52 book.
And seeing it go away, what do they think? Nothing's going to come back to replace it? Do they think DC's going out of business? No.
Well, they're not going to go. They're not going to go from 5 Lantern books to 2 Lantern books.
But see, I don't have it. I don't know why. You know, I don't know what the point of wasting time talking about this, but. Wasting time arguing with people like this, because the fact is they're not seeing both sides of the story. Like, they're not seeing how Marvel is doing the exact same thing, because they don't want to see that Marvel's doing the same thing. They don't want to see that DC, you know, wants to. You know, it looks like the exact same thing that they were doing. And I'm not a big fan of putting new number ones on stuff. You know, DC is doing it less than Marvel, but I have a feeling that's probably what they're doing, because that seems like the direction they were going with Teen Titans and Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So does that work, like, though, for them with Teen Titans and Suicide Squad? Did you see, like, have sales?
No, I've seen a little bit increase. Yeah, Suicide Squad has gone up. Titans is probably about the same, but Titans was a good seller for me, so.
Suicide Squad's a pretty good
book. I was a huge fan of it.
I'm liking
Teen Titans first came out, I wasn't a fan because of Scott Lobdell. And I just didn't like the direction. I read it for a while, and I didn't understand, like, from the beginning I read it, and I didn't understand where it takes place within the rest of the New 52. Because it felt like, you know, there was this organization that was hunting teenage superheroes, metahumans. And I was just like, wow, the Justice League is really letting this happen? Like, what is... And it didn't make any sense.
Well, none of us are teenagers. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we're good. Let them hunt them down, yeah.
Sorry, just having a little fun here. I'm looking at the Marvel books from the same time as New 52.
I've been hearing about this all week, about the what's being cut, what's this, and just reading it. I'm just like, who cares?
A lot of people take great glee in books getting canceled.
And other people's failures. And it's just like, because it's not their thing that they're reading, so they're just like, well, I want to be on that side of this, so I'm going to fight it and point out their failures. And it's just like, if they cancel New Guardians, I'm reading it right now, I'm not going to care that much. If they're canceling...
Yeah. There's only a couple books on here
The only Marvel book that I'd be really irritated if it got canceled, which it has, and it didn't really bother me then, which was Amazing Spider-Man. And right now, canceled. I can care less.
Well, it got changed to Superior Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm looking like. I'm looking at those Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. Well, we've had two different versions of that since then. Amazing Spider-Man, we've had...
But it's just like...
Changes, Ultimate X-Men.
If it happens, though, I just go and read another book. Like, I don't care that much. These companies have been around since...
Yeah, they're 75-year-old companies, so it's not...
The middle of, you know, what... The 1940s, even before that, really, some of these companies have existed.
Invincible Spider-Man? Was there a book called that? I don't remember that.
Invincible Spider-Man?
Yeah, it seemed to be X-Men Legacy? No. Wolverine, honest, canceled.
The cancellation with New Guardians, knowing that, I'll probably start buying Sinestro now. Because now...
They gave you room to...
Yeah, I
buy that.
I was reading Red Lanterns, I was reading New Guardians, I was reading Green Lanterns. So now, two of the three, you know, Lantern books I was reading are gone.
I've liked... reading Sinestro within this event, this Godhead event.
The only
thing is, I don't know, like, how to judge getting it when it's part of an event. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how it's going to do by itself. I didn't get a read.
Pick up the back issues from before the event to see how I like those.
Because I like the character. I've always liked
Sinestro. Well, and that's why I like
Colin Bunn is a good handle on the character, so... Uh-huh. I mean, I've enjoyed it as part of the event. And it's only... What number is it on right now? Semester?
7, I think.
Well, it ends next week, so...
No,
Sinestro. Godhead does.
Yeah, not Sinestro, but
Godhead.
It just
seems like this is such an ongoing argument. Like, It all is. Of a sudden, DC has things on the chopping block. Oh, they're going out of, you know, they're done. DC's done. And it's just like...
They've announced movies up through 2020, and they've announced TV shows.
DC, come on, bring it. And it's just like... Calm down. You know, I just want to tell
last more than 40
like,
issues? Losers.
Calm down. Like, it's just like... If you get really into this, you need to go outside and, you know, look at something. You know,
the numbering alone tells you, like, how many Marvel down. Books are at number 40? Like, yeah. How many Marvel books right now make it to number 40?
Well, all of Marvel's books, they're numbered by the number that of N in the alphabet. And if you add N, O, and W together, that's how many books Marvel has, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Now. It's very important now. 52 is important to DC.
I gotcha.
So, how many
Marvel
people
now,
are going to go on there?
Now, Avengers
and
now?
Is this... I'm lying. That's not... I hope so. No. Holy crap, I hope that's not really the truth.
Correct the case.
Because I am lying. Do not go and try to write that down and work your math.
We're going
to
find this on Bleeding Cool. Right? Well, yeah, it's going to be like...
Marvel now is actually...
We've cracked the code. Yeah, so that's DC's canceling.
Wow.
They announced who's going to be Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not going to be Oprah.
No, shocking. Shocking, I'm sorry, Josh.
I was so disappointed by that.
They're not all going to get missions now.
No.
Podcast over.
The funny thing about that was, last night I was reading something, and someone had it drawn out, and that's what it was. You get a suicide mission, you get a suicide mission, and you get a suicide mission.
Why am I not getting royalties for
this? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, Josh thought of that first.
Man.
Yeah, but it's going to be Viola Davis. So I guess
I can see that.
She's,
She was in Ender's Game recently.
Yeah, but she's on the, it's not Cold Case, but whatever.
Yeah,
the,
yeah how to get away with murder.
Yeah, how to get away with murder.
She's good.
Yeah.
I can see her in that title.
And then the other bit of news, which has been the gift that keeps on giving up until it got a little too real yesterday, was the Sony hack. And some of the inside information about what they're going to do with Spider-Man and all, you know, kind of what they wanted, how they were disappointed in different things with the property. It's been amusing.
It's been very amusing. And today's news, not comic related, but... Sony just announced that they are officially canceling the release of The Interview.
Yeah.
So.
It's a terrorist one.
The terrorist win.
Yep. Way to go, Sony.
Well, they're a Japanese company. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're a Japanese company.
Well, that was actually one of the more amusing things, you know, the Japanese piece of it was... part of the reason why Andrew Garfield was going to be fired as Spider-Man was he was supposed to go to a dinner where their CEO was going to be and, you know, talk with them and all that. And about an hour before it started, he said, "Nah, I'm not coming." And he took that as a personal insult. And, you know, that's, yeah, yeah, if I'm paying you millions of dollars, you can come have dinner with me.
Yeah.
He
wanted to eat with Spider-Man. That's really
What it was.
Yeah. The Japanese love Spider-Man.
So, you know, it kind of went like a turn of punch bowl and... They decided they were going to move on. Different Spider-Man.
Turd in a punch.
Yeah.
You heard it here first on Pat's News.
Pat's News. Wait, are we done?
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it ended. Wow.
It goes out with a turd in a punch.
That's why he's writing your biography, by the way.
That's his send-off.
That's how he closes his segment. That's going to be the end of your biography, too. Turd in a
punch. Eulogy.
I would have got somebody better. I would have hired somebody better to write your biography, but...
He gets what he pays for.
The documentary will be better. Now, what's next? What do we read?
That's it for news?
Yeah. It was
I didn't know.
Unless you want to talk about... We didn't talk about The Flash or Arrows.
You know what? We didn't talk about this. Yeah, no, you're right. We forgot to talk about this last night.
You didn't watch it.
No, I watched everything.
No, you hadn't watched The Flash yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I watched everything.
Okay.
I thought they were all good. Including the S.H.I.E.L.D. Or
yeah.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Every time you say
that. I know.
Michael showed up and it was all...
He was the thing.
Yeah. No, the problem I had with Arrow was...
Now it's going to be...
He wasn't Batman.
Now it's going to be...
yeah, like that...
Like
the Arsenal show?
Well, no, because that's...
He's dead. Lazarus. He's dead. He's dead.
Captain
he's dead. Oh, because it's Nanda Parbat? Like, nothing mystical can happen there?
How can we make Green Arrow a metahuman? Yeah. Let's make him battle with his shirt off and then crawl into a Lazarus pit.
But, you know, the whole shirt off fighting Roz, I was like, okay, come on. I've seen this before and it wasn't him.
Roz was a little out of shape.
Yeah.
Who won?
But you know what,
though? He's still a badass.
Still out of shape.
I don't need a weapon. I'll just take yours. I like that. That was...
Yeah.
Ooh. And then he's going, and then but he's fighting them all, wah, 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 and he just kicks it out of his hand. It was like, really? That's how you'd attack him? That's how he did it. That's how he got disarmed right away.
He's the arrow.
How would you sword? Attack him?
I wasn't trained like Ollie was.
Yeah, but Ollie was trained to fight arrows, not swords.
Then he should have chosen a different weapon.
Oh, they had swords.
Yeah.
Picked a different weapon.
He should have said pistols.
Cannons.
You're not grabbing one? Cannons.
Yeah.
We're not errors.
Oh, it's been a long week.
I choose battleships.
You suck my battleship. They actually played battleship.
No, it's not Bill and Ted.
Tyler Kitsch movie.
Yeah.
The what movie?
The Tyler Kitsch movie. The battleship movie?
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't think anybody watched that.
Josh did. He liked it, apparently.
No.
His mom probably watched it.
He didn't like it at all, Colin.
I thought about it the other day, because we have a bucket, you know, when you could do the bucket of popcorn refillable, and it was a battleship one. I just remember getting that going, does nobody think this is a really bad idea? I mean, there's going to be these ships with these big red pegs in them. I mean, where are they going with this?
That actually would have made an awesome movie.
Aliens or something.
Yeah, they brought aliens into it, and...
Oh, sure.
Like, the aliens put up a force field, so they were contained in this
one. Oh, my friend used to do that when we played. Yeah. Suck my battleship.
Well, that's how they limited it to 5 ships.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Weird.
Star Gambit.
I didn't know Channing Tatum was in it.
No, they're not new Gambit, old Gambit.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute,
they have a different actor? You can't have a different actor play the character. That's crazy.
Sorry. That's out of control. Bro.
That's just everybody's problems with the DC movies, is they're not casting the TV people.
Yeah.
Well, they're set in a different Earth.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. Like, I think if you're going to it doesn't bother me with some of them, but if you're going to have a Flash movie and you have a Flash TV show, that seems kind of silly to me to not...
Yeah, but since those two TV shows cross, if you have that, then you have to have Stephen Amell.
So then don't do a Flash movie. Capitalize on the Flash show, do a different movie.
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of what they're doing. We're going to do a Flash movie, but it doesn't tie into the Flash show. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, you just make the Flash Wally West.
I think if the movies were all different properties in the shows, mm-hmm. then you don't have to connect them, and
right.
no one even really notices it.
Make the Flash Wally West and make Green Lantern John Stewart.
Yeah.
As long as Captain
they could do that. They could make the Flash Wally West, absolutely. Yeah. But what I think would be cool is what if all of a sudden then we have an episode of Flash where the movie Flash shows up. And we have Flash in 2 Earths.
Oh,
I think that would be kind of cool.
I just think you're going to get people that aren't, like, following the news and are fans of the show. Yeah. And see a movie come up and be like, oh, the show's came to the movie, and then it's not going to happen. So, I don't know.
But how many movies based off TV shows do that well?
18.
No, but I mean, while the TV show was going on.
I think you misheard him, John.
Yeah.
Which shows did well?
Did well.
All the Star Trek movies.
Okay.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
Very true.
Every other one.
Yeah, every other one.
Calm down.
Except for the prequels.
It's true. And Constantine. Did you watch that?
I watched that, yes. I'm very intrigued by the next... Because there was a lot I liked about it. And what this is going to allow, because in the comics... In order to save his life, he convinces a demon to heal him. And that ends up putting demon blood inside of him. So I think this is a way to kind of do that. But now he's going to be kind of possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
And he's going to have that going all the time. A very cool storyline that Garth Ennis did was he was being kind of stalked by this group of vampires. And they finally got him and they bit him. And the demon blood killed him. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Nurgle was the name of the demon.
Nurgle.
Sounds like something from Harry Potter.
Nurgle?
Yeah, Nurgle.
They ship them to Abu Dhabi.
That's right.
So,
okay. The only thing a lot of people were mentioning, and I guess I didn't think about it at the time, but with Zed in the house.
Uh-huh.
Like, why would you leave the house in the first place? And then,
yeah, because she got bored.
She needed art supplies.
And then when they come after her, the least likely of the three assailants to, mm-hmm. like, capture her is the one that surprises her and takes her down.
Well, yeah, the one guy was trying to hook up, so he got shot. I didn't like the fact that, you know, it showed her earlier opening the door and going in the abyss, because I'm like, okay, well, you know what's going to happen. Someone's going to fall in there. Yeah. They took the time to show it to you. It would have been nice, you know, maybe she'd show
them a couple of rooms. They did plenty of foreshadowing with that.
I like that show, and, you know,
well, the show's great.
I've only read a couple of Constantine comics, but the show was really good, and it was the show I was probably most worried about at the beginning of the year.
Same here. I think right now, Flash and Constantine are my two favorite of the comic book shows on right now.
I don't know.
Consistently.
They've both been Gotham. Consistent. Yeah, I'm a goth, but
Gotham makes me mad when I watch
it. The Penguin makes that show for me, though.
Yeah, like Gotham, I enjoy Gotham. I'll keep watching it, but I will bounce back and forth between loving one scene then hating the next scene.
Yeah, so I can see that.
Well, get rid of the cat. Get rid of...
She's not that bad. She's
fine.
I think that's more
problem. Well, no, but it's the force feeding of, call me cat, call me cat.
I have a few things wrong with Two-Face, that episode.
Yeah, that was...
That was odd.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that.
I just thought he was too Two-Faced. For now,
yeah, too soon.
It should have been a gradual.
Like, you can show that he's kind of like,
what are you going to work with on this the edge and anger issues, but like, he should gradually become that as the show progresses. Mm-hmm. Not all at once, he's Two-Faced. Because if there's more to him being Two-Faced than he did in that episode, then he's going to be one intense Two-Faced. That was a lot.
Well, not only that, there was like three witnesses to him doing that in the office.
Yeah.
He would have been canned.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Didn't
get
that at all. Or killed. He would have been killed.
Yeah,
well.
I'm surprised he wasn't
killed.
Yeah, totally.
Well, just throw acid in his face. I'll take care of him.
Foreshadowing.
Acid.
So, that's it for the TV shows. I guess we got to talk about...
You didn't talk about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We did
definitely
talk
introducing the Inhuman thing into it.
I thought we talked about that last week.
Okay,
people would make Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Or Inhuman. You're right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I've been here for 12 hours, man. You know, you expect me to pay attention.
You had a banner day, though.
Yeah.
I did. I had a good day.
Yeah, we know you made your number on that song.
Yeah, I did good.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, let's talk about books then. Dave?
Talk about books! Talk about books!
I don't like that song.
Before we talk about books, one other thing we missed in Pat's news.
What?
Did you guys see the next DC variant thing?
The movie. You know, now
I don't know if I like
I got to give you a little. Oh, Matrix?
No, that was Detective.
Yeah.
What was the mask.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah, with the...
It's not bad.
With the Joker.
I love the Bill and Ted one.
Yeah, I did like that one.
I saw mock-ups of those when we were in New York, and it was one of those, don't tell anybody.
Like, every single one I looked at was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a wall of them. It wasn't all of them.
Why didn't you tell us?
I did, kind of. I told you.
You didn't tell us
anything. You didn't tell us.
Okay.
You did.
Somebody was wearing a movie cover poster. I didn't want to say it on the podcast. I wouldn't have said that.
Well, I didn't expect
this. I'd be giving away. Now, one thing that was really cool.
Nobody listens to
it. But Stuart Shrek is the guy at DC that gave us the tour and everything, the guy I know. And I was watching the pay-per-view for the wrestling on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And he's a friend of Jerry Lawler. Or he knows Jerry because Jerry's visited the office and stuff. And they talk. And when he's been down in Memphis, he's been... And during the pre-show, he's like, I just got a tweet from Stuart Shrek at DC Comics who told me that, you know, something about a Warner Brothers Scooby-Doo movie or something.
Okay.
And I'm just like, Rockstar? You know, did Jerry Lawler just mention
Stuart? The King just mentioned you.
On a live television. That was pretty cool. So, that's all. Sorry. But, no, I thought the Warner, those covers, when I first saw them, it was kind of like, okay, because you didn't see all of them. There were a couple, but one was the Superman, the Superfly. I really like that
one.
We
didn't talk about them.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I remember.
Thank you.
But I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, looking at them all.
No, they're
I mean, it was great. I mean, fantastic. It went back to Forbidden Planet.
Yeah,
and you know, it wasn't just you know, 80s.
2001 Space
yeah,
Odyssey.
I thought that was a lot more fun.
Purple
than
Rain.
Yeah, I did like
2001
yeah.
Space Odyssey.
Green Lantern. Yeah. Green Lantern Core is Forbidden Planet.
Okay,
yeah.
Batgirl
was
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Catwoman is Bullet.
Dark. Mm-hmm. Justice League Dark is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a really good one.
I think, was it Batman and Robin that's Harry Potter?
Yeah. They did a good job with these. Yeah, they did it really.
And then, like, they have the normal credits done movie poster style on there.
But it's like they didn't just, like, throw it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hit the side of the chair.
What's going on?
I'm trying to stretch my leg. And I keep hitting
the chair.
That's all we need.
They really didn't just kind of throw it out there. No, they really put
people
some
giving DC
into that.
Crap about having all these variants every month, but almost every single theme they've done has been fantastic.
Good. You should have seen everybody standing because I have all the variants on the counter in the store because I don't have room. I don't want to make two spots on the wall. And the way people are standing, looking like, oh, do I want to get this rather than the regular one? Where with Marvel, like I'm looking, I was just ordering the in variants, and it's you know one in 20,
yeah,
or the Welcome Home that are one in 15. Yeah. But it's like you know, okay, I'm going to get one or two of these, and some I'm not getting any because like I don't order 20 copies of Amazing X-Men and stuff.
No one does. That's why.
I'm just saying. So what's the point of these variants? Whereas these, you know, you can say, oh, this one looks great. You know,
I mean, this is the first time I've ever bought two copies of one book just because I like both covers so much.
Yeah. So this is Darwin Cook. You know, they're fantastic. The Legos.
That was the only one that
hit and miss.
Yeah, but if you
The Joker, I got.
But I mean,
they were bad. I just didn't like them enough to buy them the normal covers.
Not like these Darwin Cook ones.
Well, if you got the Flash ones next month, that look neat spins on classic covers. But then you have the Harley Quinn month. And then we got this Marvel or the DC movie.
The best movie poster one, the Aquaman Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Yeah.
With like, and I love they put like taglines on it also.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll find the Free Willy one.
I think the movie cover ones are going to be same like the Lego ones. Like it's going to be hit and miss of what you sell. But like these Darwin Cook ones have been really nice. And
yeah, they've all been good.
What was the one before that?
Lego was last month.
Lego was last month.
And it was Monsters. And yeah, it was Monsters, and then before that was Batman.
It was Batman, yeah. I did something.
Yeah.
The Flash one's coming up.
That's next month.
Because the Flash is running through different covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the one with the Superman where he's the chains, but he's behind him with a hacksaw. I said, that's going to be good.
I'm trying to read the lyrics.
I'm reading.
It's kind of hard.
The tagline for the Aquaman Free Willy cover: a man who breathes underwater, a 3-ton killer whale, a friendship you can never imagine, an adventure you'll never forget.
That's funny.
I want to read that Aquaman.
It's not going to be canceled, so you can.
I'll just say, and there's not going to be a single whale in it.
It's not going to be canceled. You mean slaughtered.
Why are they doing Green Lantern Corps? They're canceling that book.
They're stupid.
That's stupid.
Mic drop.
Ben's getting a heck of a send-off with Forbidden Planet.
Yeah? That's their what, the March covers?
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, because April and May is going to be Convergence.
Yeah.
Is it February that's Flash or January? Mm-hmm.
No, February is Harley.
That's right, okay. January is Flash. Some of Harley covers I haven't loved that much.
Yeah. It's okay, they're getting slaughtered.
Slaughtered.
All right, sorry to bring back Pat's news for a second there.
No, it's all right.
Pat's news is back again.
It's more like Josh's news.
No, it's Pat's news. I was just...
this podcast.
You just keep it warm for me?
I was adding to it for you.
Okay.
I don't want you to end with the turd to punch bowl thing, so...
But you just ended it with...
No, I was just referencing.
He's just going back. Yeah. He knows how to work a pole, sir.
That is not how that was said.
Colin Corbin,
did you say it?
Pat, do the books, man. Or not Pat. Dave,
go ahead.
Speaking of turd and a punch bowl. Here's my reviews.
Apparently you didn't laugh whenever you
did.
Well,
yeah,
man. I'm like, no, I'll start with Afterlife with Archie, number 7.
That's a crap book.
Is that your turd and a punch bowl?
No.
Yeah,
I'll get to my...
Yeah, the story is good, but that art is terrible.
I'll get to my turd and a punch bowl.
I was kidding, Colin. Colin gave me a look that I never thought I would get from him.
kind of like the look you gave him when he mixed up Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah, it was very, very simple.
You put a pick in his afro, and then he gave you a look.
What you talking about, Josh?
Do you think I could do an afro with this?
I think you could do it.
Not now, but like in the 90s, maybe.
Oh, you could say in the 70s.
I was going to, but I stopped this in the 90s.
When I was 10, yeah. Okay. Cool, bro. Brother.
Turned in a punch bowl, Dave. Yeah.
No, this was really good. This is...
That will be the title of the episode.
Wow! This podcast is the turn in a punch bowl. That's
it. Way to drive the downloads.
Okay, maybe I won't call it.
Not a turn of punch bowl.
That's news. Okay.
This is number 7. First issue.
Like, what, about 2 years after number 6?
Sometime a couple years ago, we got number 6.
Would you rather they rush it and get a different artist on there?
No. I can't believe it's the artist.
Stop it.
Because he's
stop
so prolific, I doubt it was the artist. I was a little concerned when I saw next issue had a Christmas tree. And it's like...
He is really fast with his art.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so that tells me it's... Look, it's the same guy's writing Sabrina.
Like, if he's tweeting... Along with some show,
yeah.
And he'll do a poster while the show's on. Like he's doing the Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Like what he was doing in an hour. Sorry, Dave.
But he, this was a Thanksgiving issue, so I guess the assumption was it was going to come out last month. So, but that's still a 4 month gap between books. Anyway,
Dave wants his own segment. Dave talks about his comic books. It's a work
life
in progress.
With, life with Dave.
Life with Dave. There we go.
This is Betty R.I.P. Chapter 2.
Dave in the real world.
They're on the
sounds like a movie.
They're on the run out of the group's leaving Riverdale because they are being followed by a zombie horde led by Jughead.
Jug Dead.
Yeah, Jug Dead.
Jug Dead. Jug Dead, exactly. And
That's what they call it
in the book. Can you read it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're discovering. Yeah, you don't even read this book, do you?
Colin doesn't read it.
You're a hipster.
He doesn't read it for the words, man.
Posing that you're into these cool things when you're not.
I didn't read 6 or 7.
So the story's written like an old issue of Betty's diary because Betty's trying to recreate her diary.
Yeah.
That she left or lost back in Riverdale. And we learn about
a nice little origin story for Betty.
Yeah.
You learn how
I was always
wondering how
Betty's origin story. Yeah. I mean, we knew Veronica grew into she was with money. They had money, but mm-hmm. Betty, you didn't know enough about.
And you find out about her sister Polly. Who, there's some crazy stuff going on with her.
Polly Pocket.
And then Cherry did something. Now she wants to be called
Blaze.
Yeah,
I flipped through.
You say, well, you just read the end?
I just looked at it to see what happened.
He looked at the picture.
First chapter, last chapter, and just made up something in a minute. It's like a book report when you're in fifth grade.
I was commenting on the paper the other day that they print.
And you've met
Life with Archie.
Frank,
it's a really weird feeling.
That's
weird.
Really tell me you're not a really fan.
I think it's just that they don't use glossy paper. They just use some sort of, like, regular...
Yeah, it's like...
It's a real odd feeling.
Wow.
Wow, that truck is flying!
That guy's so cool.
He is.
I bet he has sunglasses and he wears his hat on backwards. That's how cool he is.
He's cool. Wearing his hat backwards.
Cooler than Colin's afro. Yeah, that cool.
You should wear a Christmas afro next week on Wednesday.
Go get that afro. He's not talking about that. Dave.
So,
Dave's books. Our theme song.
I don't think you quite.
No,
I don't want to.
They're all way too old. Party time. Excellent.
They're all the same. Okay, moving on. Dave's looking at me. I'm scared.
Dave brought a beat girl today.
He did.
Me. Okay, I guess that's it for Afterlife with Archie. I don't think it quite... I don't want to minimize it, but I don't think it quite hit the level of some previous issues. But
I don't know, but it's still really, really good. I don't think they could have jumped right in with action. I think with that long of a break, they had to kind of build into it. And it was good because it kind of lured you into like this false sense it was just a character-building issue. But then once suddenly they have the big attack, which was it Thanksgiving dinner they were trying to have whenever they had the big attack.
Was the last one the one that ended the first chapter?
No. No, the last one was the Sabrina one.
Yeah, it was the...
But it wasn't really part of the chapter. Yeah. Like, it didn't, but it was like its own kind of introduction.
Yeah.
So, but it took so long to get this, so I think that's a little difficult, because I don't even remember what happened at the last...
But it was fun, because this one, where it picked up, like, you didn't feel like you had to remember something from previous ones.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it picked up six months later, because it actually took...
That's true. But it was good, and then the creepy stuff at the end with the twins.
Yeah, and you know, I don't read Archie comics other than this.
What's the matter with you, Pat?
Yeah, but, you know, the whole idea of brother-sister incest is not very Archie-like. Like, that's not what I picture in Archie.
I don't think that's in the regular books.
I think Archie's about real-world things and a wholesome package.
It never came right out and said.
Archie doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, but that's I mean, that's not a...
Now, Ultimate Comics did with Pietro and Scarlet Witch.
You mean the Inhumans?
Yeah, those ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not Magneto's children.
Literally. Let's move on from this one.
Okay, let's move on to Southern Bastards, number...
Five.
I feel bad for Coach Boss. Poor guy.
I actually felt bad. Yeah. This last issue didn't make me... Last issue didn't make me feel bad.
I'm doing trades. Do I need to walk out of here?
No, it's telling his backstory.
Okay.
His dad is pretty much...
No, go ahead. I thought you were going to say, like, Coach Boss bit it or something.
No. His dad was pretty much a piece of...
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you find out his dad
was in
the
punch bowl.
He was turned in a punch bowl.
Yeah,
that was a really weird page with the chickens.
That was the chickens.
Yeah.
It was...
Really? What, was there something else on the page with the chickens? I don't remember anything else on that page.
He can't imagine that kind of party. I mean, that's a party. That's a moonshine party, right?
That was a party, yes, it was. There ain't no party like a Coach Boss. Well, it wasn't his.
It was his dad.
That was the best song we've had on.
Hey, that's your new theme song.
That'll work.
But it's basically showing him trying to, you know, make the football team and everything, you know, I don't want to say against all odds, but he's like the scrawny guy trying to make the team. And he finally does make the team at the very end.
He befriends this guy, Old Big.
He's like the blind black man.
Blind black man. Who
helps him, coaches him.
But he knew everything like about football.
Kind of like his Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
And then you find out he's like still, you know, one of his fellow coaches, you know, on the team and in the present day.
So he's got to be like a million years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he seemed like he was old in the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, so he finally makes the team, and then something bad happens because of his pappy and the chickens.
Yep.
Yeah. But not what else was on the page with the chickens.
No. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just that was like if I walked in the door and saw that going on, I'd be like, "This ain't my kind of party," and just turn around and leave.
Give me a chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have to be, tell that boy to leave. It'd be like, no. And I'm out.
Say no, Pat.
Say no to chickens.
We won't say what happens to Coach Boss at the end. Don't believe that. It's not a big deal. It's not.
Let's just say his football playing days are behind him.
Well, you knew that already.
Yeah, but he just
this
made the team.
This is when he's like 16.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you knew that he was... I already knew that he was... Not a star athlete.
I also picked up
a stick.
So baseball was his game.
Or heads. Okay, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Wow. I also picked up The Valiant. Josh, did you
pick that? Yeah, The Valiant was awesome.
I just wanted... I picked that up because
Jeff Lemire, Matt Kent. He's running some of the books for... the art was fantastic. And then also, this was the first of their prestige format books, so it has like a really nice solid cover.
Those are
nice,
usual, really
I don't
covers.
Know much about
I mean paper quality wise
oh, yeah I mean it's a, their covers are normal, they're not like
yeah
marble.
They're a little sub normal.
I don't think so.
Because I have a guy who wants a mint copy of each one, and they're all a little flimsy. They have easy wrinkles and stuff.
I mean they're better than
it's
Marvel
hard to,
I think.
No, probably, but they're just starting to get a good copy.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, I don't know much about the characters at all. I'm glad to hear you liked it, because I liked it a lot, too.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
The setup was good. It was easy to understand, you know, who these characters were for the most part in their situations.
So, what's going on with why can't I find the book I'm looking for now?
Did you buy it? Was there a volume book this week?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, there's Q2.
Like, that quality is better on the Valiant one than the Marvel one.
The Marvel is made out of tissue paper.
Yeah, but just normally there's, like, always crinkles and stuff on it. That's the problem.
Well, that might be the way they're packed.
That could be. But it's just, you know, I just...
Like, I don't think that's any different than the DC ones.
No, that's not bad.
There's only so much you can do.
That's good art.
But yeah, the art in this book's
been... Unless you get it straight from them. Once it's put in a delivery, like, it's going to look a little worse.
I was showing Colin... Death Defying Dr. Mirage number 4 as a comparison.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, the Valiant. So, the number one...
Was the ice cream? Sorry.
No. He's like Pavlov's dog already. He hears a buzz. Ice cream?
It's after 9. It looks like Debbie and Adele did not bring us...
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Ice cream tonight. But she said earlier she was going to.
We'll remember this.
Marriage over.
Josh's ice cream!
That's the segment where everybody...
The ice cream segment's over. You don't have to hear Adam get yelled at now.
You should go to those Star Wars rings now.
There was Star Trek. So anyways, the Valiant, the first issue, not a whole lot happens. Like, you get a lot of backstory on Eternal Warrior. So the main characters in this, we have the Eternal Warrior, Bloodshot, the Geomancer, and
either
Armstrong.
Armstrong. Okay.
Yeah, Armstrong. Archer is the non-immortal... Like, he's the kid you ever saw in the book.
Okay.
So it picks up with, you see the backstory for the Eternal Warrior. The Eternal Warrior, there's three brothers. Eternal Warrior, which is Galad, then there's Armstrong, and then there's Ivar. And all of them have become immortals. And the Eternal Warrior, his, like, destiny is to protect this being called the Geomancer, which is essentially... Earth's protector, or the embodiment of Earth.
From what I can tell from reading this, he doesn't do a very good job.
He doesn't, and he's you can see how, like, he's kind of cocky about it at first, or, you know, thinks he'll be fine protecting this Geomancer. But to counterbalance the Eternal Warrior, there's a creature, which they refer to him as the Eternal Enemy, and he tries to kill the Geomancer in every age. And if he's successful in killing the Geomancer, then a dark age comes for the entire world until there's another Geomancer. So you're getting a backstory on how, you know, he has failed to protect these Geomancers throughout the ages. And then you finally get caught up with the current Geomancer, Kay McHenry. And I've kind of been wondering for a while where she's been in the Valiant Universe, because the Eternal Warrior book, he was off doing other things, and then it skipped to the future. So, you know, for a while, I was kind of puzzled as to why he wasn't protecting this character he was built up to protect in Archer Armstrong. But it kind of touched on it, saying that, you know, times have changed. The way the Geomancer's role is different now in the current world, so he doesn't really know how to handle it. But she's been kind of like a lame duck Geomancer, not really knowing how to handle it. Prior to becoming the Geomancer, she was a PR rep for this company that, you know, was not the most environmentally friendly company. So she decides she's going to, after talking to Armstrong, that she's going to just, you know, take this role by, you know, take the reins and try and, you know, really live up to this title. So she goes to this plant that looks like it's causing, you know, cancer in a certain region, and wants to do something to stop the plant or the plant. And all of a sudden there's a huge explosion. People there think it was her, but it wasn't. And then this, you know, Eternal Enemy comes up, you know, out of the ground, this giant, like, demon-looking thing. So that's where it's kind of, you know, building up where it looks like the Eternal Warrior is going to have to try and protect her. But now he's going to be using some of his, you know, partners from Unity, like Bloodshot and Ninjak, which he's also in briefly, and... Armstrong. So it's good. It was a good build up. It's a 4-issue miniseries. It's, you know, really pulling from other things in the Valiant Universe, which is good. And I don't know, for $4 and the quality of the book, I would highly recommend
Paolo Rivera art.
Yeah, the art's fantastic. Paolo Rivera's art was absolutely phenomenal. So I mean, and you as you weren't reading any of the Valiant stuff. This is the first.
Not really. Right? Yeah, yeah, not really.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was. I thought they did a good job of giving you a sense of who these characters were for, you know, especially for first time readers.
They've been building up this book for a while, and I was really really happy with it. And they're, you know, I think they're using this as kind of like a jumping off point for their next wave of new books that's coming out in the coming months. So it was good. Buy it. Con's a bunch of copies.
And I'm going to try to talk about a book I didn't read.
Okay.
What?
You didn't read it?
You listen to Adam try to do that.
But I bought it last week, and I picked it up, and I paged through it, and I got dizzy. So does anybody know?
Dizzy?
You know what book I'm talking about? George Perez's Sirens, number 2.
No. Was there a lot of, like...
There was not a good thing, not a good reviews of number 1, as I recall. The art was a little not good.
I read the first issue. And I looked at the second one. It didn't look much different. The art was pretty, but there is so much going on. There's balloons everywhere. I just wrote down... Here's some dialogue that's in the book. This is, you know, from a couple...
Hate of Injustice?
I'm going to do my dramatic reading now. Yeah, well, already on it, Highness. Calibrating for retcon. All stations confirmed for jump back. Constance, trauma stabilizers confirmed, Tabitha. Power cores in mid-recharge. Desiree, diverting more power from Enviro. Should give us a kick we need. Kalia, helm confirms power for retcon.
Why are all these supers retcon, on the station? Laura,
temporal flex field locked. All systems go, Highness.
So it sounds like George Lucas wrote it.
It's just, how can you...
kind of how I felt when I read Odyssey, where I felt like I was reading, like, non sequiturs.
That's what, like, yeah, exactly.
I was reading
exactly.
It, and I'm just like, does any of this make sense? Is this... I understand the words, but I'm not following.
I understand what I'm reading, but not while I'm
right,
reading it.
Right.
It just... makes me wonder if he even had an editor, or if they just let...
They may have just let him go.
Just let him go, because he's George Perez, and I hate
that. To hell with it, he'll come up with something.
But maybe I'll try to read it in the next 3 weeks.
And then you'll read it, and you'll be like, oh, this was brilliant.
I will gladly crow if that is the case.
Clearly was the boss.
Release the Kraken, then try to read it, see what happens.
Man, need to start drinking the...
Kraken should be a sponsor of this podcast.
It should, and it should send me free samples. I'm sorry, that sounded wrong. 113 East McMurray Road.
They can be enablers.
Not enablers.
Yeah, they are. They'd be sending you alcohol.
So we'll end on that high note.
Free
samples. Okay.
Okay.
I'll go next.
Okay.
That's much.
Coffin Hill. Any guys?
Or Josh, whatever.
I read the first couple, but with most books, that's about as far as I get.
So this issue was different. Like, it didn't really take, or I don't want to say take place, but it felt almost like a one-shot at first. It took place in the 70s. So you have this, you know, group of four people, and they pull up to the Coffin Manor, and you find out that they're, you know, going to break in this house, or, you know, I don't know if they're going to rob the person, kill them, whatever, but, like, they all put on these masks, and the one girl goes to the front door without a mask on and tries to play off that she's broke down and needs assistance. And the one answers the door previous to someone knocking, she's in this, you know, room, looks like a nursery, you know, talking to someone. You think it's like a kid or whatever. So she answers the door, and the woman asks if she can use the phone, and she says, yeah, come on in, while everyone else is kind of, like, you know, going around the house trying to get in. And then, you know, she finds out the phone doesn't work, and the, you know, woman apologizes, and the girl says, well, that's, I don't need it anyways. Then she puts her mask on, and they all try to assault her. But you find out this woman has, you know, some abilities, because the Coffin Hill book, if you're not reading it, like, there's a lot of, you know, supernatural ties to it. The main person in it, Eve Coffin, has, you know, she's a witch, essentially. So these four people are trying to, you know, capture this woman, but she's leading them on a chase to the house, and, you know, one by one, she's killing off all these people that try to assault her, and you find out through the story that she's actually killed off her entire family, and has them, you know, strung up. One's, you know, crucified in the barn, another one, you know, hung from a tree. Like, So she takes out all the you know, assailants and leaves one alive and tells her to go into town and tell someone exactly what happened, everything she saw. And then the book, you know, it ends with her, you know, talking to another character who, I won't give away who it is for anyone is reading it, but it's a character that, you know, we've seen in previous issues who I guess was, you know, telling this girl what to do, and it ends with her saying there, I don't, you ask, is that enough? So it was good though. It felt like a good, like, you know, 70s, you know, style horror movie, and it was a good read. Amazing Spider-Man, number 11.
Adam loved it.
Yeah.
You didn't read it? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like... So this one kicks off with, you know, part 3 of Spider-Verse. It starts off with Amazing Spider-Man and Superior Spider-Man going to blows over who's in charge of the group, which essentially ends when, you know, Superior Spider-Man thinks that this Amazing Spider-Man is him from a previous time, like, 'cause he can't fathom that he would have lost and that Peter Parker would be.
Which didn't make any sense to me, because he has access to all of his memories.
No, he lost in the memories.
Would have been that, okay, yeah. So that would have been fine.
So he's fine with killing, but he won't kill the Amazing Spider-Man. He's fighting because he thinks he's from him, that he's him from an earlier timeline, so if he kills him, then he'll die. Himself. Yeah. So that's how the fight resolves. But the book, again, it, like, splits off in all these, you know, different, you know, teams, and it seems like each one gets, like, one or two pages for this team, and then it's like, see their adventures in this book, see their adventures in that book.
What I've been telling everybody, that basically the book needed to put one of those red boxes on the cover, a big one, that said, go read another book. Because that's basically what they were doing throughout the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, nothing was contained in the main book, which to me, Amazing Spider-Man should be the main event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not a book that I have no idea what's going on, because everything has happened in another book.
Yeah, instead it tells one small story and then a,
like,
little tie-in.
Did you know where that cartoony Spider-Man came from that was teaming up with Miles? Okay, and then I didn't know who he was, and then I went back to what Colin was saying originally about they need name tags or something.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who any of them are.
Hi, I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man from this earth. And, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I'm Disney, like, XD Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then when they get to this point of, you know, trying to tell the story of these two characters and Miles and him teaming up, then it's like, to see more of this, because they go to the 1960s Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, that's interesting. Well, no, you have to read it in another book. You know, it's just like, what's being told in this book? So I didn't hate the book. I just was disappointed. But what... What I did afterwards, I said, you know, I'm going to Google this just to see what other people's takes on it. All these people are so in love with it, because their first thing is, Doc Ock finally fought with this guy. And I'm just like, you know what, who cares? Are these people really wanting to read a story anymore?
It's not like Doc Ock knows who he is.
I just want to see, you know, Captain America fight with Batman one day, you know?
Yeah.
That is not why I read comics. So I don't care, but not that when I buy a book and it has no story in it,
well,
that's when I care.
If they wanted to see some fight to see who's better, who would win, you know, Superior Spider-Man or Amazing Spider-Man, it wasn't even what you got in that fight, because it ended because he thought he was him from another part of the timeline, so he couldn't do anything.
And it was just one of those moments that I was like, okay, they fought, you know, and then what does this have to do with Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
So it didn't make any sense. And then the logic behind them fighting, well, if he did kill him, they'd be one less Spider-Man. So that defeats the purpose of him going and collecting a bunch of Spider-Man. Didn't make any sense to me. Not one bit. The whole book. And then, you know, I'm sure there's people that would argue the fact that it's just like, well, we didn't read the tie-in books. And I shouldn't have to go and read a bunch of tie-in books.
Well, yeah, especially how many there are.
Yeah. You know, you want me to, you go and read Spider-Woman. I don't want to. I read Amazing Spider-Man. If you can't turn Amazing Spider-Man into a book that you can read by itself and it will work, then that book has a problem.
Well, but wait, if you can't turn Spider-Man, who is Marvel's signature character, into a working book, shut the doors.
Yeah. This book is a commercial. It's a commercial to sell a bunch of tie-in Spider-Man books. Okay, that probably, mark my words, will not exist... Within...
Mark his words.
Within the next few...
11 issues.
Yeah. I doubt Spider-Woman's going to make it. It already had, you know, the critique it had. You know, it's not going to make it.
Well, they
Spider-Verse team-up, I'm sure that's not going to keep going after Spider-Verse. So why are you trying to sell a bunch of books that are going to be canceled anyways?
It feels like Spider-Verse exists to launch these other books.
Yeah.
But no one's going to jump in on these other books
after Spider-Verse.
Unless they're already reading Amazing Spider-Man.
This goes back to Iron Man during Fear itself. You have a book that's an event, and you're derailing it. Because you're telling this story. You know, the book started off bad, Amazing Spider-Man out of Superior. It started to pick up during the Edge of Spider-Verse stuff. And now it's not even trying to tell a story. It's not trying to be its own book. So now it's derailed again. Mm-hmm. So now instead you're trying to sell books that won't exist because, you know, as I said, tie in Spider-Verse team-up. The book's already called Spider-Verse team-up. Why is it going to continue? Why are you trying to sell that book instead of the book that isn't ongoing? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, and that's to your point. I want to read The Amazing Spider-Man. I don't want to read Spider-Woman. I don't want to read Scarlet Spiders or any of that stuff. And if my choice is the only way I'll understand the story in Amazing Spider-Man is to get those six other books, I'll just drop Amazing Spider-Man and be happy.
And I think in a way that's hurting Dan Slott because Dan Slott is trying to tell his Spider-Verse event, but he's not telling an event story. He's writing a commercial right now for all these tie-ins that aren't written by him.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure Dan Slott has enough pull
where he could adjust. Yeah, I could say that too. But still, it's just like, but what's it going to hurt? It's going to hurt Amazing Spider-Man.
Like, I don't mind if you have an event that has all these tie-in issues. I don't mind if you lose something by not reading those tie-ins. Otherwise, what's the point of having the tie-ins at all? Like, what's the point of them existing? They have to have something that the main book doesn't have.
Yeah.
But where the main, like, when the main book story doesn't make sense because of those tie-ins, because you're not reading those tie-ins, that's where you have a problem. Like, you should still be able to pick up and read it. Like, you shouldn't get one page of something, you know, happened at the end of this other tie-in book and have no idea
what's going on.
Yeah,
especially when it's the main book.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man is
sounds like a problem on the editor's side, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but, you know, that's getting into the whole Marvel editor thing, which is a big thing altogether, I've said for a long time where DC is too strict, Marvel is too lax.
Yeah.
If they had an equal balance, you know, things would be a little better, but, like, they don't seem to care, like, what's told editor-wise, and you have to have the editors there to say, well, maybe we shouldn't do it this way because of this, you know? Where DC, going back to the thing that happened with Batwoman a while back, they should just let it go.
Yeah.
Because who was that going to affect? If they said Superman's going to get married, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Batwoman, who had a niche audience already, who was expecting this to happen.
Well,
so this change
did not. And a large portion of the audience is there because of that.
Yeah. So where they're too strict, Marvel is way too lax on their editorial. I'm not fighting against both DC and Marvel. I think there's both.
Oh yeah, it's on both
two
both
issues
sides.
On both sides. They're just a different.
How
extreme.
Many parts is Spider-Verse?
Like, I don't
the
know.
Main Amazing Spider-Man.
I think it's like three more issues of Amazing
it's got a card
Spider-Man
over there. I think,
it's something like that.
Yeah, that card scared me at first with how many books were on it, and then
it
said you can just read Amazing Spider-Man and be fine.
Well, it reminded me of like AVX. You know, AVX had an event book. Okay, I read AVX, but I wasn't going to read all the other stuff. Well, AVX had the ability to keep it in the event.
Yeah. And the other stuff was just kind of what was
well
going on the periphery.
Like, I liked it. And I haven't read a Marvel event book in a long time besides, well, the last one I read was Original Sin. But I was able to read Original Sin by itself without reading all the tie-ins.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man is telling me right now that the tie-ins are so important to read. You know, because everything's happening. And it might be a cool story to read all together, but don't do that to me.
But
tell
you know,
a story in Amazing Spider-Man.
When they did Forever Evil with DC, it was a similar situation, but different, because you really had to read all the Justice League books to get everything that was going on. But the way they set it up was, the Forever Evil books were telling the story of the Injustice, or the Secret Society.
Yeah.
The Justice League books were telling what was going on in the overarching world, And then Justice League of America was telling what was going on inside Firestorm.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll tell you the truth, you could see them individually.
With that event, I didn't like them doing anything with Justice League Dark. I didn't see a point.
I didn't read Justice League Dark through that event. I don't feel like I lost anything.
No, because that was the Blight story.
I think that affected Justice League Dark because I'm sure numbers dropped.
Oh, I'm sure it did. But I don't feel like I missed out on anything by reading the other ones without reading that.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. Yeah. No, but it
but I think if you didn't read Justice League and didn't read Justice League of America, the Forever Evil book itself would not have made as much sense.
Honestly, looking back, I don't think JLA was really necessary.
That book was not necessary, but...
Like, it was a whole lot of issues of nothing happening. In Justice League of America.
Yeah, there was like three issues in a row where it was Martian Manhunter and Stargirl just doing nothing.
And like it ended up with nothing that occurred actually occurred. And so I don't know.
It had nothing to do with it.
I think if I were to go back, like think about now, I don't think you really would have needed to read that book to still get everything out of it.
Okay, but Justice League.
Justice League, yes.
The only books you had to read for Forever Evil really were Justice League and Forever Evil.
Yeah.
That was about it. You'd be fine. Mm-hmm. Not reading all the rest.
The thing that bothered me about The Amazing Spider-Man was, you know, at the end with the Scion, and I still have no idea. There's the Scion, the Other, and the Bride. Okay, great, but we don't know what any of these things are, and we're halfway through the event.
That's we don't know why they're important.
Yeah.
What bothered me more is that she's standing there with her baby brother in her arms. He's coming up behind her. She knows he's there, and she's just standing there holding the baby, not like... Yeah. Get away, move around, put your mask on, do something.
The only interesting thing that they at least tied up was, why is Merlin still alive? And that was the clones.
Yeah.
They were being cloned on another Earth. And I thought it was funny the people they used from that Earth, the scientists, one of them being Warren.
Smythe.
Dr. Warren, one was Smythe, and the other one, I don't remember who it was. There were three.
Yeah, I don't remember who the third one was.
That's being Smythe and that, and then they're cloning them. And then they just reappear and start fighting again. So they're like unstoppable. But then it's just like, to know what's more is happening to this, read the Spider-Woman book. I think it was the Spider-Woman book. And I'm just like, no, I don't.
Well, and the other problem I had with it was when they had the fight and the Beyonder spider is killed. He is the most powerful, he is the most powerful one there is, and he gets taken out quickly. You've made the bad guy too powerful.
He is, according to what they said, they basically, it didn't make any sense why he would have thought that he was so powerful, because I guess they kind of feed off of this cosmic energy anyways, is what he said.
They foreshadowed he was going to die.
Yeah,
so much with the book. He said how many times, I'm so powerful. They come here, I'm so powerful.
I won't show up.
That was stupid. They come here, I'm so powerful.
And then what happened when they killed him? Like, everybody else kind of dissolves in their spider suit. He, like, loses his
like outfit, Benjamin
turned
Button.
Into a... Yeah, turned into Benjamin Button. I was just like, what happened here exactly? But
I think they made him too powerful.
Well, his suit should have been... powers. Yeah.
I don't even understand. Like, this goes back to the whole... what was the old changing Spider-Man event that was the marriage? You know this.
One Moment in Time?
Brand New Day.
Brand New Day. No, One More Day. One More Day kind of made everything confusing, I think, more than anything. Because right now, Spider-Man's no longer the Other, which he was. So when we go to this story, he's not the Other.
Yeah,
but there's Spider-Man. But Morlun is afraid of him still, but he wasn't the Other. So what does that matter?
Yeah.
You know, if he was never that character and this never happened, then why is Morlun afraid of going to this Earth? Because he was killed there. How was he killed there? Did Spider-Man punch him to death, or did he use his other abilities to kill him? So that didn't make any sense. They didn't fit that in at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when Mephisto changed it, he only changed it on Earth, not in the other dimensions.
Yeah, but it's that Earth.
Right,
it's that Earth that he's
But Morlun doesn't know that happened.
Oh, that happened. Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you that. Maybe that's what it... Maybe he doesn't know that he was killed there. Then, Kane is the Other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which goes back to Grim Hunt. And that's when he was killed, and then they buried him. And then he comes back as, like, a tarantula, the new tarantula. And then he turns into... the new Spider-Man somehow, because I don't know if they ever cleared that up, how that happened. And then the Bride is Silk?
Yeah, the Bride's Silk.
And then the Scion is...
Ben Parker.
Is Ben Parker.
Yeah. Baby Ben Parker.
Her at all in this issue.
No.
Yeah. Silk.
And then, what is Peter in all this? Nothing.
No, just for some reason
he's the leader.
Champion
or something? Is that what they called him? Or no, they didn't give him a name.
No.
So what's the point? Like, that's what I'm getting at. Like, what is it? And then
I think you were the one that was most excited about.
Oh, I was. And that's the whole thing. First issue I liked. I liked the edge of stuff.
Oh, I liked the edge stuff.
The first issue I was fine with, but I did have those little things with it that I said, oh, maybe they're just trying to do this in the first issue to give you a set of, set the scene. Oh, where is everybody? Who is everybody? Second issue was just a commercial. It was just, it wasn't bad. It was disappointing. I was just disappointed in the book. And then going in and reading other people's comments, their ratings of this book, and everybody was just like, this was the best book ever. And it's just like, I don't know why. And the main reason was Doc Ock fought Spider-Man.
Because we've never seen them two fight.
This is really what you're liking Spider-Man for? If this is the direction Spider-Man's going in, maybe Spider-Man is starting to lose.
I didn't despise the issue, but I didn't love it.
I was disappointed.
It just wasn't my favorite issue. I expected
like
more.
A 3 out of 5.
Yeah,
2.5. Maybe,
I give it a
10.
Yeah, I wouldn't even give it a 3. I wouldn't give it a man. It's just. Yeah.
Can't wait to read that.
Okay, we beat that dead horse. So next.
Well, we all three had it on our list.
Yeah,
so
we did. We
Green Lantern Corps?
Yes.
All right, that's it. I did, but.
So that was pretty good. You had John Stewart and Sinestro take the fight to New Genesis.
Yeah.
So you saw, and I can't remember his name. The
Metatron.
Yeah.
Megatron.
Megatron, sorry.
Yeah, he turned into a gun, and Starscream had him, and then yelled Cobra.
Right.
It was awesome.
The red point of the gun, yeah. The red barrel.
Yelled Cobra.
Starscream.
Yelled Cobra?
Chris Latta, who did Starscream's
voice,
also did Cobra Commander's voice in the cartoon.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know.
They sound exactly the same.
Now you're saying it, it's in my head.
You know what's funny? Megatron's voice, he did a lot of animals.
Yeah, Frank Welker did Scooby-Doo.
He did Scooby-Doo. He did Bandit from Johnny Quest. He did the monkey in Aladdin, Abu. Abu?
Yeah. Anyway.
Abu.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Abu is...
So anyway, just as Highfall is about to use
his white lantern
I was about to
weapon.
Say, just about to use his scepter on them. Then my head sounded funnier.
You could have said rod, and it would have been worse. So.
He jumps in the way, like you see him like armor up, and then he jumps in the way and blocks. Which I didn't realize his armor would block the.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it
light
would.
Equation blast, but
it's that powerful. Well, it being that that's the what they're going to be using on Darkseid. Well, his Darkseid just needs to get his armor.
Yeah,
but doesn't his armor come from Apocalypse anyways? Because he was from Apocalypse.
Yeah, I guess so.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Let's do a test run and say, yeah, maybe we need a new plan. This ain't going
to
work.
He did get to use it on a couple of the other, like, green and yellow lanterns, which one thing I didn't get is when he took them over, they still looked like themselves and act like themselves, only they were under his control. But when he used it on that other, like, large population, they were all turning like these drones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that even goes back to the Future's End book, the White Lantern Future's End book. When Kyle was kind of crazy with the life equation and was getting everything, that's what was happening. They were turning into mindless drones.
That's true. I forgot about that. So I guess that does tie in a little bit with that. I mean, they weren't quite as mindless. They just had, like, this, you know, tranquility.
But they all looked the same. Yeah, yeah. It was like, oh, everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
But they all ate a plate full of pop brownies. Yeah.
So he gets in the way and protects, you know, that main, like, group of the green and yellow lanterns and transports them to safety, which then Sinestro and John Stewart ask them to take them back so they can, you know, take this
rendezvous
back to,
with Hal and Black Hand.
So John Stewart gets some good, you know, panels in here where he, you know, kind of tricks, and I can't remember, what's the dwarf looking guys, the guy with the big mallet, the big
Uga or something.
Yeah.
You know the new god's calling? What's the guy that starts with U? He has the hammer.
It's like Uga.
No. Uluk? No, that's...
Something like that. He has a giant spiked mace.
Uga or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But he confronts him, and he Johnson still has that shield and tells him that, you know, that shield is the most powerful weapon he has, and the guy's like, that's not the most powerful weapon. He throws the hammer and breaks the shield, and Johnson's like, oh, so this mace is the most powerful weapon, and it's mine now, and just beats the hell out of him.
Which, good, because I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I really didn't
like leaves
that
him bloodied, and teeth are knocked out, and... So, I mean, it was a good, like, you know, turn of tides in favor of the Lanterns issue, which I guess, if it ties up next week, they really have a lot to do in
two issues.
Yeah.
Well, three issues, because you've got the Red Lantern, Sinestro, and... you know what, though?
What
I thought
the annual was Sinestro.
That's what I'm saying. There's a bookend to it, too, but you got... It still has to go through Red Lanterns, it has to go through Sinestro, which should be next week's books... And then
Red
I would
Lanterns,
think the 30th or the 31st. The 31st must be when the annual comes out.
Mm-mm.
No?
Next week.
Which, New Guardians today has one of the worst covers I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was not a good cover.
Like, Highfather looks like he's constipated and...
All three are out this week.
Kyle looks
like... Man, next week's a big...
It is. It's a bigger week of units
I thought they were only... They were only, like, two
that's
books.
Week after.
That's the week after.
Oh, okay.
That's New Year's Eve.
I see.
I'll be drinking at the store all day.
You should.
This should be fun.
You're out.
This
is another intervention.
I'll take all donations of Kraken.
Colin Unchained.
That's right.
We're just going to bring you a lot of squid.
You should change it. I don't know. Just take it here.
You want Kraken? We're bringing you squid.
Here's your damn points.
We'll bring you sushi.
And then last one I'll mention is the Harley Quinn holiday special.
When you said that, it sounded funny. Like, that's a real television like event.
I think it's on TV.
There's Peter Pan on NBC.
And a very special
Harley Quinn
live performance.
Live murders and...
That's what Christmas is all about, Harley.
Yeah. Well, no, it was...
It was good. It was like, was it three or four stories?
Yeah, I didn't like the two backups.
The one wasn't bad.
The art on
the
second one was a little weird.
The one with, the humbug.
Yeah.
That art was terrible. Like, she looked like a creepy doll or something.
Yeah.
But
it was like Annabelle.
The Darwin Cook one wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I love the story where she's trying to find Father Time and take him out so he doesn't move to the next year and make everyone get older. But the art was great in it. But the main story... I like quite a bit, like, because you got, like, the crazy
Madcap Harley.
You got the crazy Madcap Harley, but then you also got, like, the, you know, moral of the story. I was a psychologist, like, and she...
You and your daddy got issues here, so you fix it.
Yeah, like, she talked to the little girl about her and her dad, her mom dying, and it was, I don't know, it was
heartwarming for a Harley Quinn book, but...
Like, for a Christmas issue, like, it was, it, you know... It wasn't just all craziness. So.
It was better than Harley Quinn Goes to Comic Con.
You learned something afterwards.
Yeah, you did. It was
you learned.
Yeah,
the cockles of our heart were warm.
You learned a lot of the scratchy stuff issues. Yeah.
And the readers' hearts grew three sizes.
That's right.
They all had heart attacks. It turned out it was cholesterol. Oh well.
But it was good. It was an oversized issue. It wasn't, you know, wasn't bad. The art was. Except for the one story, the art was good. And some Darwin Cook art for the one story was great. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're up, or you want him to go?
No, I'll go. Walking Dead.
I read it. That was a good issue.
Yeah.
Walking Dead.
So there's obviously trouble brewing, and I forget where they're at. Yeah,
it's
Mutiny.
The hilltop.
Okay, that's the hilltop.
All the rednecks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the rednecks go to the hilltop. That's why Maggie's there.
Well, that, you know...
I like TV show Maggie a lot better than comic book Maggie.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but...
I mean...
I have a problem with
TV. There's a few reasons I do, but...
I can think of two. My problem with TV show Maggie, and this is so nitpicky, it's not even funny, she was born in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay? She talks with a British accent.
Yeah.
Was she raised in...
Her family moved to England at some point, but...
Well, how old was she?
I think she was young, but still. Come on. You're from Philly.
Stop talking like a brick.
Like if she left when she was a baby.
I don't care. You were born in Philly. You need to say use and more.
She was born in a suburb of Philadelphia, right?
I don't know what. I don't know what hospital she was born in.
On Talking Dead, they mentioned her. The first time she was on that, they mentioned.
Well, I don't think she's like consciously deciding, I'm going to talk in a British accent.
Well,
instead of my natural Philadelphian accent,
but that's why it's off putting to me because I'm like, embrace who you are. You're from Philly.
I'm going
to
eat scones instead of cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks, Rocky, all those things.
There's more than just that.
That's about it.
So the whole thing with Carl.
Carl's mad. I think Carl's got to be the bad guy.
Yeah, that's not going to. That I can't see ending well. Him getting locked up for saving Sophia.
He's got different. The whole thing about Carl is that nobody seems to understand.
He's only got one eye.
None of these characters seem to understand in the book.
He just can't see.
Every time they put him in a civilization, it does not work. Because he belongs outside.
So did he kill those guys? Or
no, but I think it was a close call.
They knocked out one of their eyeballs. They made a point of that.
He was beaten on them pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they needed it.
Well, it's, he knows which way to stop. He's already missing an eyeball. He knows how far he can take that.
He's just like, people...
If anyone's going to take my eye, I'd rather it be someone who's also lost their eyes so they know.
That's right, yeah.
Sure.
But some people, their parents don't seem to like the idea that he went crazy on them. Even though they attacked...
They didn't do anything wrong.
...her.
Yeah, well, that's...
They basically busted her skull open, pretty much. Or was it his?
No, he got hit, and, he's... But... Because this started a few issues before where they tried to attack Sophia and she beat the hell out of him. And then they tried to get revenge and so Carl took it a little too far.
Yeah.
And, maybe he did.
That's what Carl's used to. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
None of these people are used to that, which was what makes Carl a survivor than that. And that's what's going to be hard. Sorry. That was big in the 90s for Colin, too. Destiny's Child. Post Icky Breaky Comics.
And it was Destiny's Comics?
You heard the mayor at the beginning. Destiny's Comics.
You'd be happy you weren't here. Adam's lost his mind.
Were you a TLC fan, too?
No.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Colin.
Wow, this podcast has just evolved
horribly.
To 150.
Yep.
Colin fell asleep anyway.
So moving on.
I'm tired though.
The next one was Batman Eternal.
Good.
Yeah, I got
good.
Caught up. All caught up on the Batman Eternal.
The end of the second chapter.
Yeah. So
which is basically the end of the next trade because that seems what they're doing with the trades.
Yeah, what issue was that?
We should be getting a trade pretty soon.
That was issue 36. No, we probably got another five issues.
They just released the first trade.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because I thought
they were collecting into two trades.
But it was, I think they were issue 26.
They announced in
it's going to like 52.
That maybe it's going to continue.
Because did the first trade go to 25?
You know, the second chapter might have not had very many issues on it, so.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like chapters, not necessarily that they're set chapters. But like this is the end of the story dealing with Hush.
Well, there was definitely a reveal.
Now we're finally seeing the nanites and the it took so long to get to the nanites.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, when that kind of came up with Harper, I was like, oh, that's right, yeah. I forgot about her. What was she up to?
Colin gets upset with that guy's name because it's spelled wrong, right?
Who?
Her brother's name's Colin. Harper. It's spelled
Colin.
C.
Yeah, I thought it was Colin.
It might be, yeah.
That's okay. Like Colin Bunn.
Yeah.
Don't get upset.
I think he's going to die.
Colin?
No, Colin. Damn, Colin. Well, one day. But Colin. It's true, Colin.
He's plotting your demise.
Oh,
you like pointed at him as you said it. Like,
I know. He's going to die.
No.
You had a chicken party, didn't you?
Podcast turned in a punch bowl.
Chicken party in a punch bowl.
Yep. So
there, now you can call it that.
Then at the end there with the Riddler.
Yes, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And is he the orchestrator?
No, he's only the he's the one to figure out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny that he knows something is going on.
Yeah.
But I like that they play up Riddler's being like not quite bad.
He's
not
always
quite,
kind
he just,
of
yeah,
bad.
He's just
like the parts before like pre 52 where he was he wasn't really a bad guy. He was kind of just there and he was solving these things and doing that.
He just likes
he's
puzzles.
Always been like that. It's all been puzzles. That's what's funny about the crazies and Gotham. Like some of them aren't necessarily bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're just crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Except for the Joker. Joker's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But Mr. Freeze, say what?
Yeah,
he's just lonely.
Yeah.
He's cold.
Except Scott Snyder's changed that character a little bit, which I'm not totally with how he is doing that. He's making him more crazy than he needs to be. I like him as a tragic character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he's this villain that I always liked the animated series once.
Yeah, and that's really where they took the origin from.
Yeah. But this is like that he's actually killed people.
His
like,
animated series episodes were fantastic.
And then Nora and this is not really his wife.
That was the first annual that came through with that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Which it's not bad, but I like the direction of what they did with the animated series direction and the pre-52 direction better.
Yeah.
So.
Next one was Deadpool Art of War. I know I'm the only one reading that.
I read that.
Yeah, right.
I was putting you in the shock.
I would have. So, the only thing really of note in this is there's kind of in the middle of it. So Loki's attacking Midgard, and the Hulk's there, and it starts out with, Loki has an army, and then Deadpool responds, we have a Hulk, just like the movie. So then Hulk proceeds to pick up Loki and smash him around like in the movie, except for at the end, instead of saying puny god, he just calls him a dumbass and walks away.
So they finally have a book that ties in with the movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
Except for Deadpool's in it.
He should have been in the movie.
He can't.
He can't.
I know.
But he will be.
He should have been.
That would have changed things.
Well, when terrorists attack Sony, though, we'll get Spider-Man.
Could be.
They'll need to clean up.
So they're going to have to recoup the however many, $20 million or whatever they spent on the interview.
That's right.
The next one, Future's End.
I read that.
I'm caught up.
Wow.
Hey, go Colin.
So.
And seeing the cover of the new Future's End? Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes!
Yeah, 50 Sue is just
50 Sue is wackaloo.
Isn't Future's End the one where they don't give away the cover until like
right? Well, you only see one in the preview, so yeah. You don't see the other three.
They showed us the cover in the last issue at the end.
Yeah,
Where they show all that. That was what they used.
Yeah,
with 50 Sue.
So, who is the girl that's with Stormwatch?
It's
the little girl.
Oh, that's not with Stormwatch.
Father Time?
That's Father Time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not with Stormwatch.
I agree. That got very confusing in the book.
Yeah,
but
like,
that is
that
Father Time.
Sue?
No, that's Father Time.
Okay, okay.
That's Father Time. She's part of
Father Time, she's
Shade. Okay.
Shade, yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree. That was a little, what?
Well, we haven't seen her in a while. She was in early issues.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, that's why I kept going. I was like, is that 50 Sue in the future? Yeah. I thought it was kind of weird that they had like two pages to point out that Terry had never had pizza before. That seemed like a waste of two pages.
He's from the future.
Right, they had Coke, but they didn't have pizza.
I don't know, that didn't bother me. I don't mind, like, the occasional, like, downtime.
Well,
a little bit
they might not have pizza, because it's basically a Terminator apocalypse that's happened.
So actually, it's more it's
pizza being made.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm thinking from his original future, like, from the cartoon. And
no,
it's,
you're thinking,
it's more Blade Runner and more Asian influence.
Too, whenever I read it, I'm like, why would he have, oh, yeah, because it's not the same. It's not even, I don't think, the same decade. I don't think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because it seems like the, like, 10 years after Batman Beyond is almost like when this first starts.
Seems like he should probably be, a child in the,
now what future is that?
Well, no, what it seems like, he's in a much older Batman beyond. Like, he's not in his teens. He'd probably be in his early 30s.
Yeah. I don't know. I could see him being in his early 20s.
Well, but remember, he was in high school during the cartoon.
Yeah. They aged him at
high school or college.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he was at the end of, what was it, the last Justice League Unlimited episode where he talks to Amanda Waller and finds
out.
Yeah, the epilogue episode.
But still, if he's in his early...
Yeah, he's older.
If he's in his early 20s, like, say it's a little bit after the cartoon, and we've already seen it's, what, 30 years in the future?
But that's what I'm saying. This would have had to happen after that, not before it. Yeah. Otherwise, or he fixes time and
goes back. I don't think
he's
as old as he was in epilogue. I don't think he's that old.
Well... then he must fix time.
I don't think
they've given us a lot of information about his character in the New 52.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think Batman Beyond Universe
is canon.
Like, this is making his
continuity and, yeah, this becomes the canon. And then, you know, they spend another couple pages on the whole Firestorm not being able to separate thing.
Which... I mean, a small thing, but, like, a few of the pages... Was it this issue or the previous issue? It took place in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I think it was the previous one.
Oh, with...
Oh, no, maybe...
It did take place in...
Yeah, Ronnie Raymond's...
Was he there?
Was the funeral...
Was
in
his funeral...
This one? Or I thought it was in the last one. Where the funeral.
Oh, they had the funeral in Pittsburgh. I know the battle, like, basically destroyed Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, like, the panels were pretty accurate. Like, the current Pittsburgh skyline, like, the... PNC buildings going up, like it was in there being constructed in the,
okay.
The one panel. That's just, it stood out.
I didn't really notice that.
Well,
now let's go by.
My wife works for PNC, so like,
you know
I noticed really, like, hey, you're building.
I usually know
like,
the skyline of buildings, too, mm-hmm. And I just wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah, like, it was pretty true.
Huh.
The Punisher was the next one, and it was for the last arc, the Howling Commandos are hunting the Punisher, and this whole issue was basically focusing on the Howling Commandos and kind of showing where they come from, and it was almost like what lengths they'll go to try to finish their mission.
Who are the Howling Commandos in this?
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's,
like, they had not to, like...
The one guy...
About 10 years ago.
The team leader is, like, is a black guy named Sidewinder. There's a
really
woman
cannibal.
In it. No, that's
monsters.
Definitely not this.
They had Nick Fury's Howling Commandos, where they were, like, basically monsters.
No, it's
that
definitely
was about 10
not
years
that.
Ago. You remember?
I remember that.
Yeah, it was Keith Giffen wrote that, I think.
I just remember because they had it, in the back of books. That was one of those previews that they put in the back of a lot of books.
So it was interesting, but... So the only living relatives that the Punisher has left, which I thought when you kill off his family, they did a better job, but he apparently has some living family left, and the Howling Commandos have captured that family.
Well, of course.
Yeah, so
like,
that's what
they're look at his family tree. And make
well,
sure
the only
get
thing, there was a, in the Max series, he had a daughter, and then I'm guessing that's where they grabbed it from.
This is a cousin, a fifth cousin.
Yeah, it's
twice removed. I don't.
So they have them captured and they're holding them to try to lure the Punisher in. Huh. So that's where this is headed. But it was a different side story, and it was interesting to kind of see what was funny about it is some of the conversations they had would have been something, you know, when I was in the Army, I would have had with guys, and it's. It seemed organic and real, as opposed to, you know, kind of the they're not robots, they're real people, but this is what they do. So I liked it for that, but I wanted to see the Punisher a little bit more.
Punisher on the chopping block.
What's that?
Is Punisher on the chopping
block?
No, not yet.
Wasn't that one that you've been saying kind of should be on the chopping block?
It's not that it should be on a chopping block. It's I think the Punisher works best in short arcs, 1 to 2 issues. Not long drawn out. And this is like, I think, the 12th issue where they've dealt with this same gang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Punisher I knew, he would have taken he'd have wiped the gang out wholesale like 8 issues ago.
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
How is,
he would have had like a tactical nuke and took them all out.
It sounded like there is.
How's Guardians doing here?
I haven't.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I dropped it.
It was okay.
Yeah, I dropped it.
Wasn't great.
I dropped it when Venom became part of the team.
But right now they're on Venom Planet.
I dropped it when it took like 12 issues to talk about what happened with Ryder.
That's for me. It's a TV show.
Venom Planet. People dropped it during the crossover.
Yeah.
I dropped it, and yeah.
That's why they're doing another one. Black Vortex.
What should be the end of Cyclops? That's where they're thinking that's at, man.
Okay.
Next one was World's End.
Behind.
That was good.
I Darkseid Rises, which was cool. I still here's my problem. So they know a tidal wave's coming.
Yeah.
So Dick puts his son on a train to get away from it and says, "I'll come find you." No, you won't. You're standing there when a tidal wave is coming. You're going to be dead.
But it's just like Meshi, yeah.
Yeah. You would.
This is Atlantic Ocean.
Why didn't you get on the train with him?
That's my point.
Was
like,
there room?
This is
was it full.
There should be all sorts of tidal waves. That's the only thing I don't understand is why there aren't more tidal waves, because they destroyed the moon.
Well,
there's no moon.
Well,
there should be all
timing,
sorts of problems happening.
Right, but this might be the start of that, which is fine. But okay, your wife is dead. You can't do anything about that.
Yeah. Whoever's responsible,
she's dead.
Okay.
Well, this is a book that happened weeks ago, and not even in this book. People that did it were not on the train, so you know they're going to get theirs when the tidal wave comes. Get on the train and raise your son.
And is this train going to outrun a tidal wave? Like, what if it's going, like, parallel to the tidal wave? Like,
well, yeah.
It's not. Like,
maybe it's a bullet train.
They're really working on that.
So that's...
I also don't understand why John Constantine was on the train when he was just going to disappear anyways.
Yeah.
One problem I had with this issue, not necessarily a problem, but where it starts to get confusing with other books, Darkseid is rising all over the place.
Yeah.
He rose
what he does.
In Batman and Robin, sure. World's End. I don't know, has he done anything in
Well, he's going to, you would think there'd be an appearance or something in the New Gods stuff.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, I feel like Apocalypse and Darkseid are being used a bit too much across.
Well, I think there's a reason for that. I think that's, that's going
to
be where
War.
But not all these books are in the same, like,
wait, what about
timeline?
Is Darkseid War going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing, wasn't it? They were talking about
that's coming up in Justice League.
Yeah. Darkseid War.
That's right after.
I don't know if it's after or before.
Yeah, I think it's after Convergence.
So we know something's happening after Convergence.
No, they're slaughtering their whole line.
It's canceled.
Cancel. Everything.
Wah, Jeff Johns canceled. He vanishes. They get the Earth 2.
Yep.
Jeff Johns. I don't know. That was my big thing with that. Otherwise, I think it's been a really, both books have been good. And surprisingly, Constantine being a tie-in has been really good with that. So.
How's that a tie-in?
Somehow, he ends up on Earth 2. Somehow, I forget where exactly. I think he was lost
so
in,
this
like,
is
time.
Earth Prime Constantine.
Yeah, and he ends up accidentally at the worst possible time ever, which is the end of the world of Earth 2. But he shows up, and he actually has to... He's needing to get back to his his thing. They need to get back to his Earth, and he meets up with the Constantine of Earth 2, and he has to. I think he's going to use them. I really do. And he's the opposite. He's like a totally different
altruistic,
where he's everything has worked. You know, he's good as a musician. He, you know, I think his band worked. All of his friends are still alive. Chaz is there. His parents.
No, Chaz is dead. That would be the opposite.
This would be, yeah. Well, that and the second one and the first one, the main Earth, he is dead. But in this Earth, his parents are still alive. Everything's good except for the Earth. The world's coming to an end. The apocalypse.
Coming apocalypse.
Other than that.
But he has to get back. He has to get back to his Earth. So in order for him to do that, he has to use...
Work on your timing a little bit, but I applaud the effort.
I know, it didn't start right away.
The other Constantine, which most likely they're all going to die to begin with. So that's kind of the thing. It's been a decent tie-in. And it's picked up from what it was, because that book was one of the books that was derailed by Blight. And it's a lot of, there's such a huge Constantine fan base, especially right now with the show. But there's a lot of people that with Hellblazer that were kind of upset when they did cancel it from Vertigo and bring it in, that the book was started good, and then it all of a sudden just started.
Is it still Ray Fox writing that?
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure Ray Fox is still writing that. But yeah, no, it's been decent. And that's been a tie-in for that book. So. A lot of good tie-ins for it. That's the thing. So.
That's all I got, Adam. To that's you. All
you got? I'll just go with that Constantine book.
See, that's where you could have went. Dun, dun. I said it's Adam's turn.
Well, Axis 7. Oh, I can't believe you guys aren't reading the Event of the Decade.
Yeah, I meant to pick it up, but I completely stopped myself.
Oh, man. Well, in this one, I mean, you guys have already seen all the news.
I was going to buy it, but the inversion spell happened and made me decide not to.
Oh, fair enough. Well,
your wallet said no.
You have,
I have limits, Pat.
You have Deadpool, who is
Zenpool,
and he's trying to get everybody to just chill, and he's talking to Apocalypse, so Apocalypse rips his head off. You have Wanda challenging Magneto, and she also goes to Latveria to yell at Doom, who's also now, like, a benevolent dictator, a happy, let me help my people.
A happy dictator.
Because he's been inverted. But she just goes nuts and casts a spell to curse all members of her family, which was really nice, you know, especially to her brother who was there. And he starts writhing in pain, but nothing happens to Magneto. So it's like, what? Which means that she's not Magneto's daughter, which means that they're inhumans. So that means Sony can't use them anymore.
So what's going on with Polaris then?
Who knows? Different moms, so I don't know. So basically,
that doesn't cancel out Fox.
No, it doesn't. But it makes them now inhumans. So now they're apparently going to be the poster children for inhumans.
They can still
now
be mutants on the X-Men.
They're not mutants. They're inhumans. But clearly, because Magneto is not their dad, they are clearly now inhumans.
Right,
because
it couldn't possibly be a
different. But I just, when people made that leap, I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, so.
Couldn't they have been both?
They might be. But I'm just saying, people automatically made that leap that they're inhumans.
If their mom was inhuman descendant,
they could be mute humans.
Their mom's inhuman.
Yeah. So, those
are very humans.
Very insulting.
Those are the big things, and then we get the attack of Cap's people, who was pretty much, his group is pretty much bad guys and Spider-Man who weren't inverted. It's like Mystique and Sabretooth and Absorbing Man.
The Thunderbolts.
Kind of, are now having to kind of attack both teams, or especially the X-Men, who are, Apocalypse is going to release this gene bomb to turn everyone into mutants, or to kill everyone who's not a mutant. I forget exactly which way it goes. It's convoluted.
Okay, but how is...
Because they took over Manhattan.
Right, but that sounds exactly like something Apocalypse would do, so how is he inverted?
Right. Well, he was inverted from that young Ethan, or is it Ethan?
Evan. Okay.
Who was kind of a nice little kid, and now all of a sudden he's full-blown Apocalypse.
Which they predicted.
Aged, you know, big.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so that was always in him anyway. Because
I guess,
was Apocalypse.
Right. But
so
somehow he was
in.
I don't know.
Like,
you
should have been
this
handing out puppies and.
With
and
Deadpool.
For
no.
The story,
yes. Yeah. Okay. So,
have an Apocalypse puppy.
Because comic book.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and then I also read Bitch Planet. Anybody else read Bitch Planet?
You really, like, emphasized.
Well, because I've heard other podcasts have returned it to as they're calling it B Planet. I'm like, really? Okay. So
it's false marketing. I would pick it up.
Which I do feel that that's probably
how
not,
they breed.
It's not the best title.
Life finds a way.
It's not the best title for mainstream America, and I think that's a
Thank
problem that they get for a lot of these companies. It's like, oh, that's cool, it's edgy, and, you know, it's very, you know,
left coast, everything. It's like, yeah, but you know what? That's not really going to play
actually,
in Kansas.
It's more like left on the shelf because no one's going to buy
right.
it.
Right. Well, I mean, it, you know, they don't, you know, like they always say, how does it play in Peoria? Well, is a book called Bitch Planet really going to sell well in Peoria?
Better than Hustle Fire not. Truck.
How did it do it? Achy Breaky Comics.
Well, if you, look at, if you look at my rack, you'll see I have plenty.
Oh, I'm not checking out your rack.
Your rack, Colin.
There's your title right there.
So it was basically
your keeper discount.
your happy birthday points.
Basically, it starts off saying that they always refer to it as Mother Earth, but it's not really Mother Earth, it's Father Earth and Mother something else, I forget exactly. But basically, any women who commit a crime or are what is termed as non-compliant are actually shipped off Earth to this, basically, a planet for bad women. That is colloquially referred to as
Bitch Planet.
That's what you.
And so it's kind of like a women's prison book, and the cover very much is 70s women's prison movie. If you look at it closely, it's almost like photographs that have kind of been blurred a little bit. It was good. It was very good.
They have a Foxy Brown character in it.
There is.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it was very very good. The one very thing there was this one large girl, and. Woman, and they give her this little uniform, and she keeps saying, "Okay, but where am I supposed to put my breast-sisses?" So it was just very funny.
Did you just have a seizure?
No, like never. That was what movie? That was a movie or a TV show?
In Living Color.
Okay,
well, we just lost our listener.
Oh, our listener. No, because I know Matt's listening to hear if Adam is putting food all over my chair again.
I did.
But it was good. Title aside, yeah, dump that. It's empty.
There, you happy now?
Title aside, it was a good book. Kelly Pseudoconic. What I loved is that this and Sex Criminals by Matt Fraction both came out. They are, of course, married. So Graham Crackers in Illinois listed, it was Sex Criminals by Mr. Kelly Pseudoconic and Bitch Planet by Mrs. Matt Fraction. Well, of course, that got the Bitch Planet one by Mrs. Matt Fraction got put online, and of course, you know, all the feminist groups went just nuts. You know, how demeaning, blah blah blah. They're like, we thought it was just kind of funny. We switched them. They both had books coming out today. Sorry.
So humor's outlawed. This is like Sawyer.
Yeah, and don't try to make a movie about North Korea. I didn't realize they actually have canceled the movie now, and they are not going
to
release it.
No, we did it during past news.
No, I had seen earlier that they weren't going to release it on Christmas. They canceled the opening night.
No, but they've
buried the whole movie, saying
you need to listen to past news.
We listen to it all the time. Past news.
You're now the part of the uninformed masses.
Conformist.
If we're on his phone.
Oh, Colin's about to Hulk out. We better calm down here.
You wouldn't like me when I'm sad.
Colin turns into a clue.
Colin
gets that one.
That is the single worst part of Axis, is Clue. It's just every time you see him, your eyes just roll. It's like, really?
Wait, that's still around?
Them as inhumans, anyways. I mean, really, we've already had them as mutants for so long. It's not going to make any difference. Who's going to sit there? That's why I'm not getting that upset about it. It'll fix itself.
But Dr. Voodoo came back in today's episode.
Who's Dr. Voodoo?
Dr. Voodoo.
Which is that, like Dr. Strange?
No, Dr. Voodoo.
His
brother and him came back.
But he was dead.
I'm going to give away a secret. The brother took over Scarlet Witch.
That
possessed
him. We have ruined the.
You're not reading it. Shut up.
Who is?
You don't care about Axis. You won't even buy it.
Josh, the only way we know anything about Axis is because Colin tells us about it.
Well, no, because there was another spoiler. A major character dies today.
Is it Spider-Man?
You know what? Here's what happened. This major character was left with a bomb, and he was going to block the bomb from exploding, and Spidey swings away, and in the distance, you see a bang.
Well, he can
so he clearly died.
Oh,
all I can say is he has an affinity for Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, but
and that'll tell you what you need to know.
But it was so off-panel, it was like, oh, he died. Yeah, sure he did. Okay.
Kind of like how Thor finished.
Yeah.
Happened off panel.
How many times has Thor not been Thor in this few years?
Great transition, Adam. Next Thor. Is Thor 3, yeah. Which is good. It has been good. They almost revealed who she was.
Tyre.
What?
I thought they said Tyre.
Tyre 3.
Thor. Thor.
Make it into a hammer. Like the. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they do that with the H and the D and the. Thor. Yeah, there you go.
And a little strap.
There you go.
No,
wait,
it doesn't.
Write
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Mark was having a little trouble with their design teams. But it was good, and it was interesting because basically she is at this Roxxon president who turns into a Minotaur. I don't know what's going on with that.
I always knew the Minotaurs behind Roxxon.
Yeah. But so she. Her hammer went to this room behind this door, and it, like, she can't get to the hammer.
Because
it can't,
the door
it, but it down. Can't. This door is so strong that nothing's supposed to be able to get through it. She can't open the door. So it was interesting because
it's like the barn door from Iron Man 3 that the gauntlets couldn't get through.
Yes, exactly.
Did she try pushing instead of pulling?
You know, I don't know.
Is there a roof?
But she started changing because she had been away from the hammer
for more than a minute.
Right, and more, however long it was. But she started changing, and then the hammer came. So you almost saw who she was, almost. And it was one of those, so you still don't know who she is.
Maybe it's like nobody. Like nobody.
Well, it has to be somebody who. The problem is, it had to be somebody who could get to the moon without a space suit or anything.
Maybe it's.
Mordam.
Maybe it is like a nobody in human that was able to get to the moon.
Maybe.
Daisy Johnson.
Maybe. Oh, Sky. Don't say. Name's not Sky.
Sky's Detective. No, that's not Detective Shemp. It's a Hitmonkey.
Hitmonkey?
No.
Sky's Hitmonkey. No. Ant-Man. Ant-Man.
Oh, man of Ant-Man.
Oh, my God. The annual for Spider-Man.
Well, no.
I almost forgot.
Here's
how that was awful.
If they somehow made Ant-Man the new Thor, I would have to applaud them. Like, to just
Gwen Stacy.
Stick to everyone like that.
Lockjaw teleported whoever it was to the moon just to get the Inhumans into it. So... That's how they got there.
So if they get to the moon, it's fine. It's the breathing that they don't have to worry about because they're in that section, right, of the moon that was, like, habitable.
I don't know. Let us go on too long.
I did.
You need to get more
control.
Because
you have all the sound effects in.
I feel like a turd in a punch bowl. Yeah, I played the sound effect one time.
Stop drinking before the podcast. You wouldn't feel like
no,
this.
No,
next week's comics.
Next week's comics. Party time.
What's coming out?
Colin, that was awful.
It's a big week.
Wow, Stallions rule.
Colin McMahon, Esquire.
Well, yeah.
Next week, Christmas Eve.
That
it is
sounds like Rupert coming from the future. Tell us what's coming out.
It is a normal Wednesday. I will be open probably till at least 5. But yeah, it's a regular Wednesday with tons of stuff. But some of the highlights are Axis 9, the end.
Why do you keep highlighting this?
Because it's the event of the century.
We have to get these items.
8 was this week.
I think there was 7 this week.
I reviewed 7, but 8 came out this week.
Oh,
I don't talk about this.
This comes out every week.
Sometimes
yes. Well,
does.
No.
If you
three
really
times
want
a
to
month.
Talk about
yeah.
the book, then
yes.
well.
I have. Yeah.
Like Pax Americana.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. Batman Annual 3. We got Deadpool 39, Axis tie-in. I don't know. How, he's dead, so
dead,
I don't
yeah.
know how that's going to tie in.
Wait, is Batman Annual tie-in
to
Endgame?
I think so.
Maybe that's Deadpool.
It's just a Headpool?
Headpool,
yeah.
Headpool. Maybe that's where Headpool comes from.
No, he comes from the zombie planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was from Marvel Zombies. Yeah,
yeah.
Deathstroke 3, Garbage Pail Kids, comic book puke-tacular.
You just had somebody recently come and look in for Garbage.
Who
was
demanding
kid
that?
When you were here?
I don't know, but the special one comes with an actual sticker.
I haven't thought about Garbage Pail Kids.
Gotham by Midnight 2. I really like number 1. Green Lantern Annual, which is the end of Godhead. He-Man and the Eternity War.
Oh, yeah.
It's all you, Pat.
Marvel's Avengers, which I assume is like an adaptation of the movie. Woo!
Isn't there
that's
like an adaptation of the movie behind? Yeah, that's like 4 years old.
I don't know. Previews. Robin Rises Alpha.
That's the end, right?
That's the end.
I'm going to spend all my Christmas money in here.
And let's see. And we also had, yeah, you guys...
This is a
Wednesday
before
Christmas.
Yeah, Red Lanterns and Sinestro also tying into Godhead.
This is a Wednesday before Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah. Superior Iron Man, Superman, So those are the biggies. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but just not, you know, Uncanny X-Men and Unity and the X-Files Christmas special. Good timing. Got it out just in time. Which is going to be fun for the rest of the Christmas stuff shipping in January. That's always my favorite. And then I'm also getting the books that are shipping the week after Christmas. And this is where we get the smaller thing.
And if you're a good customer, you can buy them early.
You cannot. Boom is coming out with Abigail and the Snowman. We have the all-new Miracle Man annual, the unpublished Grant Morrison story that apparently people are supposed to go gaga over.
That's like a $12 book.
It's a $5 book. We got Batman Eternal, Earth 2 World's End, East of West with...
That's been forever.
3, 6, 9 different covers.
What?
You sell enough to...
No, but it's weird. They're all connecting covers. And it's like, I had no idea how to order. So I only ordered 2 each of the extra covers. So if you want them, let me know.
What's the point? Yeah. Like, well, you see how people do the DC variants.
I know,
like,
but it's like the Pro. Texas, Endless, Kingdom, Confederacy. It's all the different groups.
Countries, yeah.
Yeah. Image First Witches, which is a reprint of Witches number 1. And here's where Dark Horse always does it weird. They come out with trades. We got a massive trade.
Fell number 1 for a second.
Yeah. But, like, the massive trade and the X trade paperback volume 4. It's like, I order 1 of each. Why is this exciting to have on the skip week? We got Futures at S.H.I.E.L.D. Are you kidding me? 10:15.
It's got time.
Star Trek Planet of the Apes and Exo Man of War, which is the dying book. Is that what it says? Okay. I'm like, 10:15. Are you kidding me? So that's what we got.
They're trying to boost your Google rating.
That's comic books for.
That's what we got. It was just fun. Yeah.
Give them for Christmas. People might want them for Christmas. Maybe.
Yeah, well, that comes out after Christmas. I mean, the other stuff is before Christmas. That last list was the after Christmas. Yeah, where it's the skip week. So
just come in and buy anything.
If you haven't bought a present for someone yet, come in here and buy.
Yeah. Keep an eye on stuff. We're doing today was the 5th day of Festivus. So we have, 7 more days of Festivus?
So they're hearing us on Thursday. So what's today's sale?
I don't know. I'll post it in the morning because there's no way I'm doing it tonight. No, I've been trying to do it at night, but tomorrow will be something. I don't know. My problem is, like, I'm looking, like, last year, like, on Wednesday, I did action figures. Well, I got 3 cases of action figures today, or 2 cases of action figures. Like, so I don't want to do that. I just got a ton of new statues in, so I don't want to put...
exclude ones that came out this week.
That's not the problem, but it's just kind of... I don't like to exclude. I'm not a big excluder. Adam wouldn't have been here for a long time. You know? So
at least should a sales table... Put a sales table up. Like, for old figures.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll remodel a little more. Yeah, and put up a sale table.
Then I just wrap the wall down. That'd be all right.
Just set this table here in front of the chairs and put the old figures
on. Well, I could do that. I could do that. But oh, and if you were in and didn't ask, or if you haven't been in yet, Sunday I ran out to Pittsburgh Mills because the Sears out there is closing, and they're selling all their fixtures, and they had some really good bookshelves on sale that I bought and brought in, and basically I'm doing a pretty fairly sizable remodeling of the store, which you always want to do the week before Christmas. That's always a brilliant time to remodel.
Adds a ton.
Oh, it's adding a ton of stuff. But yeah, so
you have empty shelves now.
Right. So the store looks a little disheveled right now. I do apologize for that.
What do you mean now?
Now.
It always looks disheveled.
He's got a point, Colin.
There will be a point where it's going to look nice for like a week. When he gets everything put in place, and then
comic book day,
he doesn't even want to talk about it now. He's sad.
There's his blue.
Now that's a podcast. Shelves.
He's got to get the Prices Right thing going again.
Sorry, closed.
It's too late, Colin. We're already done.
That does amuse me though. But, so, we're not going to do an organized... I guess we could do one next week. We can't do it. Well, we can't do it next week. Christmas Eve. We're not doing one Christmas Eve. You guys want to do one...
I'm coming in the morning.
Yeah, because I won't be busy. There'll be no customers, because nobody's off that day.
I have off. He has off.
I'm off.
Adam doesn't work.
Yeah, do you think any of my customers... Any of the customers are going to be off? Well, I guess you guys can sit around and talk. I'll be checking people out.
That's
what we do anyway.
He skipped over Dave, Pat.
I was getting to Dave.
He's just like, I'm skipping over person again. I'm working next.
Oh, so Wednesday. You're too good for a stage?
Yeah, Dave. Yeah. No. You ever work? Is this enough? At least it was ready this time.
Yeah. I almost nailed that one. We got to get a little sound effect.
We're getting a box.
No. So I mean, if you guys want to come and do one next week, that's fine. And then I guess we can do one New Year's Eve. Maybe finish a little earlier because I would like to get home and get my drink on.
Yeah, we got to do a best of the year.
I was thinking we do that after, so we have a little time to think about it.
If we did New Year's Eve, we'd have to do it earlier.
Yeah, but everybody's off.
That was.
But yeah, no. So maybe there will be a podcast next week. I don't know. But if we don't do one, if nothing else, I'll try to do a previews one.
If we do it while you're open, customers can get involved.
Absolutely.
Ask questions.
Yeah, we could just record like all day, like 6 hours. You guys just talking to people.
We could do Pat's interviews.
People randomly sit down.
That would be awesome.
You mean a red chair dialogue?
Yes.
Oh,
look how your face lit up when you said that.
Well, it's not really a red chair dialogue. Now it's a red chair with ice cream smeared on it.
Yeah.
Or as Colin would refer to it as the red shoe dialogue.
That's a little
all
more,
the time.
It's a little more
when we
ironic.
Started, then he never restarted.
It's the ruined slipcover dialogue.
Okay, so there might be a podcast next week. I guess I've been overruled. We'll talk to you whenever the next one is.
That's a podcast.
And if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. See ya.
Bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio with Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip.
On these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save your kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Wild when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now,
Put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's even on that Tuesday.